Oh, man, I can't wait to play Fortnite with my friends. Okay, let me invite Joseph, and let me invite Cody. I can't wait for them to see my Juice WRLD skin.
What's up, dude? Oh, man, I can't wait to get some kills.
Joseph.
What's up, bro?
What is your skin?
Black. What kind of silly-ass question is that, dude?
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Oh, no.
What's
wrong? Cody.
Yeah, Junior? Said my name, Junior. Did you mute your mic, Junior?
Dude, I think his ass is lagging. Cheap-ass internet.
They added Big Hero 6 to Fortnite!
Oh, yeah, he's part of the new season.
Heck yeah, dude, I love this skin. This is definitely the hardest skin they dropped in a while.
It's not hard, Joseph. I'm not playing with you unless you change your skin.
Whoa, dude, that's racist, even for you.
No, I'm being serious, guys. I'm not playing with Big Hero 6. I will not do it. It's the worst movie ever.
But, Junior, he's so cool.
And I spent so many V-Bucks on his damn skin. I'm gonna wear it. I could've chose Ice Spice to shake my ass all over this damn map. But I chose to keep it PG, and I chose Baymax.
No, seriously, Joseph, change your skin or I'm not playing with you.
Bro, I'm not Michael Jackson. I can't change my skin at fucking will. Look, they're not gonna tell that I'm black on the game. I do need to change the alarm because it's been going off for a while, but they're not gonna tell.
Listen, you know, I'm kicking you, Joseph.
What, bro?
And I'm kicking you, Cody.
Oh, come on, Junior, don't be such a pussy.
All right, no more Big Hero 6. I need to breathe. There's no way they ruin Fortnite like that. I'm just gonna play by myself as my Juice WRLD skin. I'm gonna play by myself. Okay, it's just me and another player left. I'm in the top two. Where is he? It's a Baymax! Die, Baymax! Die, you stupid piece of shit! Oh, I'm gonna kill Baymax. I'm gonna kill Baymax. I'm gonna win! Oh, die, Baymax! You stupid piece of shit! Oh, no way am I gonna lose to a Baymax! No, I'm not! No. Fucking way.
Man, I can't wait to try my firehouse casserole.
What the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing?
I'm destroying my PS5.
Why?
Because I hate Big Hero 6.
What? The damn movie?
Yes, the damn movie, Chef Pippi. It's the worst movie ever made. There's this 14-year-old boy named Hero, right? And he's doing underground illegal robot fights. And his older brother's like, you should go to college. He's 14, Chef Pippi. Why would he go to college? He should be in high school. Oh, he's super smart. You know, he's really smart because he can build these nanobots that can build a skyscraper in 2 seconds. He doesn't need to go to college. He literally can sell that to a construction company and make billions. You know what? Hold on. Let me make a little thing to show you how I think the movie should have went.
How Big Hero 6 should have went. By Junior. Hey, Hero, you should stop doing underground illegal robot fights and go to college. But Tadashi, I don't need to go to college. I literally can build robots already. But Hero, if you go to college, you could probably get like a better career. And my college is having this competition thing that if you make the best invention, you get a free scholarship to college. Okay, I guess I'll try it. The day of the competition thingy. Alright everyone, I've built these microbots that can literally build skyscrapers in 2 seconds out of nothing. They can just build big towers. Congratulations, you win the scholarship to our university. You know what, Mr. Professor, now that I think about it, I don't need to go to college. I literally just built this without college. I built microbots out of nothing. I think I'm just going to sell this to construction companies for billions of dollars and retire at 14 years old. Hey, Tadashi, didn't you build a robot balloon guy that can scan people and x-ray people and diagnose cancer and literally cure people? Yeah, you should sell that to the pharmaceutical companies for billions and we both retire and live on a yacht. Okay, and we both did that. We sold our inventions for billions, maybe even trillions of dollars, and now we live on a yacht and no one died in an explosion. And now girls with big boobies are giving us drinks. And even Baymax is getting a drink from a girl with big boobies.
So what does that have to do with your PlayStation that you just destroyed?
Well, they put Big Hero 6 in Fortnite.
So don't play Fortnite anymore. Problem solved.
You're right, Chef Pee-Pee.
Exactly.
I should go to the Fortnite headquarters and complain and tell them I'll never play the game again.
That's not what I said.
Thanks, Chef Pee-Pee. I'm going to go tell them that if they don't take Big Hero 6 out of the game, I'm never going to play again.
Don't. Please don't. Don't embarrass yourself.
Fuck yeah.
Sir?
Uh-huh.
Are you working?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I need your character approvals for next season.
Where do I put those? No. Ah, right here, underneath all of my money. Get that out of there. You did a good job on these, by the way. I really like Rosa Parks. That's a great idea. You already start out on a bus. It's perfect. Just make sure she jumps out the back. I love P. Diddy. That's a great idea. He's very popular right now. Everyone's going to love that. Just make sure you do the emo where he squirts baby oil everywhere. That's going to go crazy. Snoopy, I like the idea. Just make sure you fix the hitbox, make him a little bit taller, and give him a Woodstock backpack. People are going to like that. Oh, yeah, same thing with Garfield. Just give him a lasagna backpack and an emote where a little speech bubble comes out that says, I hate Mondays. tell you what, let's only sell him on Tuesday through Sunday. Oh, yeah. And then, what the hell is this?
That's Mickey Mouse, sir.
I know, but why is it Mickey Mouse?
Well, because Mickey Mouse would make us a lot of money.
See, that's the problem, Susan. I already make a lot of money. In fact, I make $20 billion a year on a free game. They don't have to pay money, but they do. If I release Mickey Mouse, the world is gonna go fucking bananas. Because then I gotta release Minnie and Goofy and Donald, and then I'll make so much money, I'll fucking die. I already released Mrs. Incredible, so I got the whole world jeeving out there right now. So maybe, let's let my pants dry before I blow my load on Mickey.
I'll take that as a no. Sir, they want the old map back.
Yeah, well, you know what I would like? A little bit of fucking challenge in my life. Something to be hard for once, because I have the easiest life in the world. All I do is sit here and make money doing nothing. Jack shit. Do you know, I pissed my pants this morning just to feel something. I actually went into a Walmart today. A fucking Walmart, Susan, just to see what goes on in there. Turns out it's a store. I actually bought one of these things. Isn't that fun? Cost me a quarter. I haven't seen one of those since 2016. I had to borrow one from somebody else, and I had to pay them $100 for it with a $100 bill, because that's literally all I have.
Sir, can I take your lunch order?
Yeah, it's gonna be this, because this is all I eat now. This and sometimes a tomato with a face on it, because this is what food is to me now.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Fortnite,
No. Mr. Fortnite is my father. Please, call me Mr. Epic Games.
Do you seriously want me to call you that?
I do.
Mr. Epic Games, someone is buzzing at the door.
Oh, great, let him in. Maybe they have a storage unit I can put all of my money in, because God knows the banks won't talk to me anymore, because their vaults are all filled to the ceilings with fucking cash. I'm having to start burying my money like a pirate.
Okay. Sir, this gamer has a complaint.
Fucking finally, some conflict! I gotta light up a cigar for this, it's a special occasion.
You're releasing Mickey Mouse?
No, stop looking at me. Alright. Let's hear it. What's your complaint?
I fucking hate Fortnite.
Oh, my man! I know, right? Fuck this game. Fuck that. It sucks, right? So come on, tell me, what did we do wrong?
You put Big Hero 6 in the game.
Oh, fuck Big Hero 6. Susan, what is a Big Hero 6?
He's talking about Baymax.
Baymax? Like Max Keeble? I know we were talking about putting him in. Did we actually add him?
No, he's the White Balloon Man.
White Balloon Man? Susan, did you put Up in the game? I told you it doesn't make any sense. His hitbox is too small.
No. He's talking about the character Baymax.
Baymax.
A White Balloon Superhero.
White Balloon. Oh, yeah, I think I approve that. You talking about this guy?
Yeah, I fucking hate that. Why the fuck did you put that in the game?
What's your problem with this guy?
He sucks. I hate him. I hate the movie he's based on.
Okay, so what does that have to do with Fortnite?
Well, you put him in the game, and I hate him, so every time I see him in the game, I turn the game off and I stop playing.
You stop playing?
I stop playing forever.
You're going to stop playing forever?
Yep.
Well, then he's staying in.
I just said I was going to stop playing the game.
Yeah, I know what you said. That's why he's staying in. Listen, kid, I hate this. I hate being this rich. I don't know what to do with myself. I am waiting for the day when Susan comes in and tells me I'm losing everything. Nothing would make me happier. I would cry tears of joy. So if this makes you stop playing the game, this is going to be the whole next season. Fuck it. We'll do all the characters. Make them blue. I don't give a fuck.
I'm never going to play ever again.
Oh, please. I'm already hard.
Well, I mean, I love Fortnite.
Okay, now you're losing me.
But ever since you add him in the game, I hate it.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna tell my friends not to play it anymore.
And I'm hard again. Oh, thank you.
No, I'm gonna tell my friends to stop playing. I'm gonna tell everyone to uninstall. I'm gonna tell everyone to delete it.
Please, I can only get so hard.
Oh, you know, I'm out of here.
Oh man, I hope he does tell everybody to stop.
Sir, your battle bus is here to take you home.
I am so tired of that goddamn flying bus. I don't want to parachute home anymore.
Hey, Junior, you called us over?
Yeah, you don't want to, dude?
Wait, Junior, did you make Baymax out of Play-Doh?
Yup.
Oh, dude, that's sick. I thought you hated Big Hero 6.
Nope, I only make things I love out of Play-Doh.
Yeah, that is your rule.
I just got done watching Big Hero 6 for the third time. You know what my favorite part of Big Hero 6 is, guys? My favorite part of this amazing movie is that when Baymax and Hero are stuck in this time portal thing, the hole is closing up, so Baymax shoots his fist off, and Hero rides it, and he gets through the hole at the very last second, and then the portal closes, and you think, Baymax is dead forever, no more Baymax, but guess what? Baymax put his little computer chip thing inside his hand, and Hero opens it up and says, "Oh, here's a computer chip." You know what Hero does?
Hero rebuilds Baymax like a fucking grilled cheese. Just remakes him. But just like that. Like, you know, his brother, his older brother, spent his whole life making Baymax. And his little brother just makes him. Just fuck it. Just can remake him like a goddamn grilled cheese. Nothing special. Can just make it like a fucking Lego castle.
So that was the thing you liked about the movie?
Oh, my favorite part. My absolute favorite. No, actually, no. It's a close one. It's a very close one. It's either that or my other favorite part is when this fucking the professor guy steals the microbots and he's mad that his daughter's missing inside the time portal. So you know what he does? You know what he does to get back at the world because his daughter's stuck in time and space? He rides nanobots around the city like a fucking surfboard.
Sir, sir, sir!
Not now, Susan. I'm playing my tiny violin because I'm so sad about how much money I have.
Well, sir, this might make it worse.
What?
Well, you remember that kid that came in here claiming that he hated Fortnite?
Oh, don't make me hard.
Well, now he's telling everyone to play Fortnite and buy that Baymax skin!
Fucking what? Why? He said he hated Baymax!
I guess he changed his mind. He's telling everyone to pay for it!
No, how much money am I making?
Billions.
No! No! Bullet, take him off the store right now!
Hooray!
Oh, God, no! Not money! Too much money! God, why do you hate me?
See, the plot just makes so much sense, guys. Because, look, if my daughter was stuck in time and space, I would try to steal an invention that would help me get her back. Not little microbots that can just build buildings. That doesn't make any sense. See, if he would have saw, like, Hero's invention, and Hero's invention, like, could go into space and, like, find missing people, I'd fucking steal that shit and blow up a building and kill someone. But you know what? No, I'm just going to steal little nanobots and just ride it like a wave. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And all the other kids in this college, they can build super cool shit. They can all build super cool shit. The news is on.
Breaking news, MK. Fortnite is removing the Big Hero 6 character skin because it was selling too many copies. Also, the CEO of Fortnite is now dead after his parachute failed to deploy after he jumped out of the battle bus.
Yes! Yes! They removed it! They removed it! Fuck you, Baymax! Fuck you! Fuck you, stupid Baymax, piece of shit, dumb Play-Doh fuck!
Damn, bro.
Come on, Cody. There's no way you think your pigeon driving a peanut's gonna beat my dinosaur driving a motorcycle.
No way, Junior. There's no way your dinosaur driving a motorcycle's gonna beat my pigeon driving a peanut.
Well, then let's go outside and run it.
Well, come on, Junior. Whip it out if it's so big.
Junior!
Oh, thank God you're here, Penelope. I need you to settle an argument.
Yes, I would totally choose the bear.
What? There is no bear to choose from, Penelope. There's a dinosaur driving a motorcycle versus a pigeon driving a peanut.
Oh, well, I guess the peanut is a bit more aerodynamic.
Yes, thank you.
You guys just like nuts in your mouth.
Yes, I do.
Junior, I have a surprise for you.
You're gonna dye your hair blonde so you're attractive?
What?
Nothing.
Junior, just look away and hold out your hand.
Cody, I think I'm gonna feel hoo-hoos for the first time.
Okay, Junior, when she's done, give me your other hand and don't look. I got something for you to squeeze and tug.
All right, Junior, now you can look. What do you think?
What is it?
It's a bracelet with my name on it, so now you can always be thinking about me.
Gay.
Shut up, Cody. And look, I have a bracelet with your name on it, so now we can always be thinking about each other.
Double gay.
Shut up, Cody. Well, Junior, what do you think?
That's cool.
Well, it doesn't seem like you like it, Junior.
Well, I do like it. I just already have these black things on my wrist, and my wrist feels really cluttered.
Well, mine is prettier, Junior, and don't ever take it off. Otherwise, I will break up with you, and I'll move in with my grandparents in Iowa.
Triple gay?
What happened that was triple gay?
Just you wearing it.
Well, she said I can't take it off or she's gonna break up with me, Cody.
Okay, fine. If you want everybody thinking your name is Penelope.
What? Oh, okay, why would I wear a bracelet with my own name on it?
Well, you wear a bib with your own name on it. And speaking of which, why do you wear a bib? How old are you?
Well, because I'm a messy eater, Cody, and I don't want to stain my orange shirt. My great-great-grandmother gave me this shirt and she died.
Okay.
Yeah, so just don't look at my wrist.
It's kind of hard not to look at that gay shit.
Just don't look at it. Look, it's behind my head. Just don't look at it.
Oh, Junior, I just heard your front door open and close. Now, I'm assuming that's Joseph and not an intruder. But if it is Joseph, we should ask his opinion about your bracelet. And if it's an intruder, we should scream.
Freeze! This is a robbery! Now empty your pocket!
Dan, intruder! We had a 50-50 chance.
I said empty your pocket!
I don't have pockets.
Me neither.
Well, give me that dinosaur and that peanut pigeon over there.
Okay, you can take them. But first, which one do you think would win in a race?
Yeah, I guess I'll find out later. Now, give me! Now, I gotta kill both of you so there's no witnesses.
But I'm gay.
Yeah, I can't kill a gay guy. People will think I'm homophobic. Looks like I just gotta kill you. Ah, shit. You're gay too. Look at that bracelet. I can't kill two gay guys. Keep your stuff.
idiot.
But I'm not gay.
Junior, shut up.
But I'm not gay, Cody.
Yeah, but that bracelet saved your life, and it saved our race animals. Wait, Junior, your front door just opened and closed again. Now, either that's Joseph or a pizza guy, because we did order pizza 30 minutes ago.
Hey there, pizza time. I saw a guy with a gun leaving, so I assumed you wouldn't be answering the door. That'll be $14.99.
Okay, let me get the money. All I have is a 10.
Well, that's not $14.99. I ought to beat your ass! Oh, wait a minute. I don't want a hate crime on my hands. You know, since you're gay and all. Yeah, I saw the bracelet. It has my daughter's name on it. That's weird. So yeah, I'll take the $10. I already feel kind of bad because I ate 3 slices of your pizza. Call me hungry because I'm Howie. Damn it, that's not it. Call me Howard. No, God damn it! I practiced this in the car when I was eating your pizza. I must be Howie because I was hungry. That's why I ate 3 slices of your pizza. So now I'm not hungry. I'm full. I'm full Howie. No longer hungry Howie. I don't know. Just enjoy your fucking pizza.
Ooh, looks like I made it just in time. The pizza's here.
Yeah, Joseph, you missed a weird day. This robber came in and held me and Cody at gunpoint.
What? Nobody got shot?
No, he thought we were gay, so he didn't shoot us. He didn't want to get canceled.
Understandable. You know, with Cody and everything. Wait, what the hell is that, dude?
What?
Dude, that pink bracelet is fruity as hell.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, Penelope made me a bracelet because she's my girlfriend.
She's going to have your ass wearing a bra and high heels next and strutting up and down the highway giving blowies for 25 cents.
Oh, please. Junior, keep wearing that.
Look, listen, guys, there's nothing wrong with this bracelet. You guys don't even have girlfriends that would make you a bracelet.
Dude, should I get you a wig and, you know, makeup?
Come on, guys, just stop making fun of me. I have to wear this. If I take it off, she's going to break up with me.
Wait. Hold up. My feng shui is all fucked up. Something's wrong. Joseph, switch with me. That's my side of the couch.
No, dude, I don't see your name on the couch.
Joseph, switch with me. I like that side of the couch.
No, I'm not switching with you, dude. Make me.
Joseph, please. I've always sat on that side of the couch. That's my side of the couch.
Ugh, fine.
God. Oh, this is much better. This is where I belong. Now, Joseph, who would win in a race? A pigeon and a peanut or a dinosaur on a motorcycle?
I don't know about all that, but I know who would win the gayest person on this planet. Junior with that damn bracelet.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking it off.
Thank you. Finally.
Ugh, you'll never see me wear that stupid dumb bracelet ever again.
Damn, Junior. I didn't know your balls were so big.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. As long as you don't wear that bracelet, you're straight.
Yeah, I don't need this stupid, dumb bracelet.
Junior, I'm back!
Oh, God, can you help me put it back on, please?
Junior, I thought you weren't gonna wear it.
If I'm not wearing it, Penelope's gonna break up with me. Help me put it back on.
Okay, gay boy.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, Penelope. Look, I'm still wearing the bracelet. I never took it off. Ha ha ha!
Okay, great. Well, my dad was just here, and he told me he delivered a pizza, so I was hoping to get a slice.
Yeah, get you a slice.
Grab a slice of that pepperoni.
Ew, I don't like pepperoni. I thought it was sausage. Bye, Junior.
What is this pink goo on top of the pizza box?
Yeah, everyone look at the pink goo and not this bracelet.
Junior, I can't believe you were so gay you put the bracelet back on.
Yeah, dude, you were craving penis that bad.
Well, no, God, you know if I take it off, Penelope will break up with me.
Okay, whatever you say. Gay boy.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking it off again. Ugh, you're never gonna see me wear that stupid dumb bracelet never, ever, never again.
I don't believe you, Junior. I think you're gonna put it back on as soon as you see Penelope again.
Nope, nope, that's not gonna happen, I swear.
Let me break it.
What?
Let me break that bill. You don't need it. Let me break that bill.
The bracelet? You break it?
Yeah, break that bill in half. Stomp on it if I had to.
Let him break it, Junior.
Let him break it.
So you're saying you want to break the bracelet?
Yeah, I want to split that bitch down the middle. Mm-hmm. Stomp on it. Curse on that bill. Let him break that bill.
You're saying you want to break the bracelet?
I want to break that motherfucker. Let him break that bit.
Let him break it, Junior.
Yeah, sure, break it. I don't need it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Unless you're loyal to the penis.
No, no, I don't like penis. What the hell are you talking about?
If you like penis, I won't break it. All you got to do is tell me, bro.
No, I don't like penis. No, you can break it.
Bro, just be honest with me. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis.
Break it or penis.
Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis.
Break it! Penis!
Oh, Junior, have some dignity. I mean, good choice, but still.
Dude, it's for the best.
No, Penelope's gonna break up with me when I don't have it on my wrist, and especially because it's in a lot of pieces.
No, she's not, dude, because you're gonna tell her, hey, ho, I'm no pet. You can't tell me what to do.
You're right, Joseph. I'm gonna say that to her next time I see her big, dumb, stupid face.
Junior, I'm back!
Oh no, it's in so many pieces. She's gonna break out with me. Give me all the pieces. Give me all the pieces. Clean up the pieces. Tell her I'm in the bathroom.
All right, guys. So I just realized I do like pepperoni. I don't like pepperoncinis.
Those are two completely different fucking things.
And either way, I can always pick off the pepperoni if I don't want them.
But I thought you said you did like pepperoni.
Where's Junior?
Oh, he's in the bathroom.
Being gay?
Oh, he must still be wearing the bracelet I made him.
Unless somebody broke that motherfucker.
What?
You know, broke that bitch in half, split it like the Red Sea.
Huh?
You know, in 2 million, 3 million, 4 million pieces.
What are you saying right now?
Don't listen to him. Junior's still wearing the bracelet.
Oh, good. Well, tell him I stopped by.
Well, don't you want some pizza? What the fuck? And what is this jelly? Does Hungry Howie's even sell jelly?
Okay. Maybe I can put the bracelet back together. But how? Ooh, tape. I need a lot of tape.
Oh, God, this floor is so damn dirty. Oh,
you gotta clean it. Ah, Jeff, baby! What are you doing?
Hey, watch what you're doing! I'm gonna mess up my vacuum!
You vacuumed up my bracelet!
Bracelet? What are you, gay?
What's wrong, Junior?
Chef Baby was vacuuming and he vacuumed up the pieces to the bracelet, so now it's gone forever.
Wow, what a hero.
Well, Penelope came looking for you, but then she left again. I think she was just making sure you were still wearing the bracelet.
Guys, what am I gonna do when Penelope sees I'm not wearing the bracelet? She's gonna leave me!
Well, the good news is you're not gay anymore, although you did just yell penis, penis, penis. But I'm not gonna count that because you're not gonna put your money where your mouth is.
Pretty sus, though, dude.
Ooh, guys, I got an idea. What if I go buy a bracelet making kit and I make a bracelet look just like the one she made me?
Oh, so gay.
Well, I do have a bracelet making kit.
You do?
Yeah, and I'll let you use it, because us gays gotta stick together.
Okay, I want to wait, no, I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
Dude, you have to wear a dress, though.
Yeah, Ghibli.
Okay, guys, you know what? I will not make another bracelet. I'm done with the bracelets. I just have to think of another solution of why I'm not wearing the bracelet.
Okay.
I got an idea. What if I tell Penelope that the bracelet was so tight on my wrist that I lost circulation in my hand and I get my hand cut off? She'll think that her bracelet did that, so that's why I'm not wearing it.
You would rather lose your hand than have her break up with you?
Dude, she's not worth a hand. She's a 5, maybe a 5.5 at best. You can find another one of those behind the McDonald's cash register, dude.
Guys, listen. It's a perfect plan because, look, I could call her in here and then right before she gets in here, you cut off my hand, right, and you put it on ice and I tell her, oh, your bracelet did this to me. Don't ever make your bracelet ever again. And then when she leaves, I get my hand put right back on. They sew it back on at the hospital.
And you're gonna do that every time she comes over?
No. I only have to do it once because she's gonna think her bracelet did that, and then I get my hand put back on and I say they saved my hand.
Okay.
Alright. Penelope, get in here!
Okay, on my way!
Alright, Cody, hurry up and cut my hand off!
Well, all I have is this butter knife.
Well, get the cutting!
Okay.
I'll cut harder!
Hey, Junior, you called?
Wait, why are you still in the house?
I couldn't figure out the doorknob.
How old are you, dude?
Shut up, Joseph.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Junior, what happened to your hand?
That stupid gas fucking bracelet you made was cutting the circulation off my hand. They had to cut it off to save it.
Junior, I'm so sorry. Do you want me to make you one that fits you better?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I fucking want, right? Like, no one told me she could do that. No one told me she might say that.
Well, it was a stupid idea in the first place.
Oh,
Junior, do you want me to make you a new bracelet?
Imagine being gay and missing a hand.
No, I don't want another fucking goddamn bracelet! Why would I want another one to make me lose my fucking hand? I don't want to wear it. I didn't want to wear the last one. That's why I cut my hand off, so I didn't have to wear it.
Junior, why didn't you just say something?
I could have said something.
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't have made you wear it.
Oh, fuck, Cody, get my hand out of the ice. Get my hand out of the ice, Cody, go! Go, too, God, can you call your dad? Call your dad, tell him to come put it back on.
Okay.
Call yourself and fucking help me.
Excuse me, Father. I don't know if it is of concern or if we should call an ambulance, but I palpated a hardened lump behind my testicles. Could it be a hardened shit hanging out of my anus?
Could be.
Or could it be something of cancerous nature?
Maybe it's something we should look into.
Marvin, you got a letter in the mail.
From who?
It says, to Marvin from a me.
Why would you write me a letter?
I didn't.
You said it was from you.
No, it's from a me.
Yeah, it's from you. Why would you write me a letter? Why wouldn't you just tell me what you had to say?
No, it's not from you. It's from me. You know what? I'm just going to open it.
It's right there. It's on Philip.
It says, Dear Marvin, it's a me, Lewis. I'm a coming out to visit you all the way from a Brooklyn. I have a so a many stories to a tell you. Can't a wait to see you, Lewis. You're a brother.
Oh my God, my twin brother Lewis is coming to visit me.
Wait, you have a twin brother named Lewis?
Uh-huh.
Marvin, how have we been married this long and I didn't know you had a twin brother? Jiffy has an uncle. I have a brother-in-law.
Last time I had an uncle, he made me blow leaves in your front yard. His dog's name was Leaves.
The reason
he recorded it.
The reason why I didn't tell you about my twin brother Lewis is because he's way more successful than me. He has 3 mansions.
Wow, what does he do to have all that money?
Well, he was a Ghostbuster, I think.
Oh my gosh, he sounds amazing.
No, he's not amazing. The only cool thing he can do is jump really high.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
When's he coming to visit?
It says, P.S. be there Saturday.
What day is it?
Saturday.
Ah! He's coming today? Oh my God, I don't want him to think that I'm just some guy who sits on the couch all day with his shirt and tie and his shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Marvin, there's a way to fix that.
You're right. I could wear a costume and make it look like I'm very successful and then lie to him.
That's not what I meant!
Thanks, baby! Okay, I'm ready.
Marvin, what are you wearing?
My 2 jobs. I'm a doctor and an astronaut.
Why are you holding your stethoscope and a fake $100 bill?
Because since I'm an astronaut, my stethoscope can't fit around my neck, and the $100 bill to show that I'm rich.
Marvin, you look ridiculous.
No, I look rich and successful.
Wait, Danny, you're a doctor? Then you can take a look at the lump hanging out of my ass.
I'm not a real doctor, Jeffy.
Oh, so you're lying.
Yes, he is. He's in a costume.
Oh, it's Halloween? I'm gonna go get my costume on.
What? No, Jeffy, don't put it.
Look what you did.
What, look what I did. Maybe drop my fake $100 bill.
Oh, so sorry.
Would you like to wear a costume so you look successful?
Excuse me? I am fine with who I am.
But baby, listen, he's going to look at me as an astronaut doctor, so maybe you could, like, put some, like, a bikini on and, like, hold a margarita or something.
No.
Oh, my God. That's him. Can you answer the door and just tell him, like, I'm on my way back from space?
No.
Okay, fine. I'll tell him.
You forgot your fake $100 bill.
Okay, Marvin, you got this. Hello?
Marvin, my brother, it's me, Lewis.
Hi, Lewis. Sorry it took me so long to answer the door. I was too busy doing some doctor's appointments up in space because I'm an astronaut doctor.
Oh, wow, you sound so successful. You know, Marvin, I haven't seen you in years. Since the last time we played tennis, or the last time we played golf, or the last time we raced the golf carts, or the last time we raced that blue hedgehog in the Olympics.
Yeah, we did do all those things, but now I'm just too busy because I'm too busy being an astronaut that's super rich making money.
Well, that's very good. Marvin, whatever happened to that girlfriend you had? You called her like a princess a plum or like a princess apricot.
Oh, yeah, that's my ex. She cheated on me. She wore pink all the time. But my new wife, I met her up in space. She was an astronaut, too.
Oh, well, that sounds like a match made in heaven.
Would you like to meet her?
I can't wait to meet her. Let's go. It's Louis time.
Oh, Marvin, did you change your costume? What are you supposed to be, like a leprechaun or something?
What?
Oh, baby, I see you met my twin brother, Lewis. He went up the stairs really fast and he can jump really high.
That's a true. Watch.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Okay, don't be too impressed. That's the only thing he can do. He's scared of everything else.
Hi, I'm retarded.
Jeffy!
Marvin, who's this?
I'm Elmo. Tickle my tits.
Okay.
Stop bothering him, Jeffy.
Marvin, who is this grown man in the Elmo costume in your house?
That's our son.
Your son is this grown man in an Elmo costume?
Yeah, I'm retarded.
We adopted him from a family in need. Their trailer burned down in a fire. We were trying to be nice. And I'm an astronaut doctor, so I help the community. He's one of my patients. Knock it off, Jeffy!
You wouldn't happen to be a doctor by chance, because I have this rather large hemorrhoid protruding from my anus, and it's sort of a pain in my ass.
No, but my brother, Marvin. He used to have a game named after him called Dr. Marvin.
Oh, no, he's not a real doctor. That's just his Halloween costume.
So, Lewis, how was your flight here?
Oh, I didn't fly. I took the pipes.
I finger paint with poop.
Hey. As your lawyer, I'm going to have to butt in here because you guys are getting dangerously close to saying some stuff you're not allowed to say. You're on thin ice here, okay? His name being Lewis, that's funny. Him wearing green, that's funny. Him being able to jump high, that's funny. You guys playing tennis, you guys riding go-karts together, that's fine because that's things normal people do. But his voice, that's kind of borderline. And him coming here on a pipe, I think that's where I draw the line because people don't do that outside the thing we're not allowed to talk about.
I used to do a crack.
Okay, what, you came here through a crack pipe? That doesn't make any sense. I think you came here on a plane.
Okay, well, I flew here with a yellow cape.
Okay, I don't know enough about the games, but I don't think so. I think plane is better.
It turned me into a tanuki.
No. That is a real animal, but no, that's too close to the thing we're not allowed to talk about. Let's just stick with you came here in a plane.
Okay, so I'm gonna just listen to you guys talk, and every time you say something borderline, I'm gonna blow this air horn. Go ahead.
So how's your wife doing?
Oh, Princess Daisy! Princess Sunflower is doing great. She takes care of the whole kingdom. And a bunch of eggs are hatching from all the Yoshi. From all the green dinosaurs.
Do they have to be green?
They can be any color. They eat apples. They say their name.
Okay, dinosaurs don't talk.
So, is there anything you'd like to eat? Are you hungry?
Ooh, I would love some mushrooms.
Well, they don't own a food, so yeah, you can eat mushrooms.
Red mushrooms with a white polka dot.
Okay, now that is a real kind of mushroom, but I'm pretty sure those are poisonous, so you're definitely not eating them.
The ones with the smiley faces on them.
Absolutely not. What is wrong with you?
I want to eat the glowing flowers that are giving me powers.
No, why would that be okay?
Green mushrooms with the white polka dots and a smiley faces.
Pizza. You like pizza. That's what you're going to eat. Marvin, order this man a pizza.
Okay, I'll get a pizza.
Hey, I changed my outfit into a Ninja Turtle because I'm retarded. And also, I have a turd hanging out of my ass.
Ah! A turtle! A
no,
kitty!
No,
a
no,
jump
no,
on
no,
it!
No, 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 no. No, stop it. Normal people don't do this. People named Lewis do not jump on turtles.
All right, here's your mushroom pizza. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know why I'm saying thanks if you're not. Just fucking do it.
I'm doing it.
Here's your mushroom pizza, extra mushrooms.
But Marvin, none of these mushrooms are green or red with a polka dot, and there's no smiley faces.
Yeah, that's right, because they're normal mushrooms, which is what normal people eat.
You know, the blue mushrooms make you very small. Mini, if you will.
No, they fucking don't.
So, Lewis, while you're here, what would you like to go do?
Maybe we can go to the mall and get the hats that match the color of our shirts with our initials on them.
I think that's a terrible idea. You should not do that.
Maybe we could go clothes shopping for matching overalls.
No, I think you look just fine the way you are.
Okay. Well, maybe we can go to an art museum, jump into the paintings, and go to a new world.
God damn it. No, that doesn't exist.
Well, how about we go to Hawaii, buy some hoses, and clean up all the goop?
The goop in Hawaii? Okay, you're starting to fucking piss me off.
Marvin, whatever happened to our evil clones? Marvin and Wah Lewis.
Take a fucking walk. Go. Get out of here. Marvin, I need to talk to you about him.
What?
He is a goddamn liability. We are on our fourth channel, Marvin. I don't think we're going to survive a fifth. They're already calling me Pumpkin Guy, Marvin. God knows what they're going to call me next time around. I can't take it. I genuinely cannot take doing that again, Marvin. Please, please, talk some sense into him.
Okay, I will. Maybe he's going a little too far.
Yes.
Okay, so I talked to Lewis, and he feels really bad.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Marvin. I felt really bad, so I brought my vacuum so I could clean up the whole place.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you so much.
You know, Marvin, I used to use this vacuum for my Ghostbuster job.
No, you didn't, because that's not a real job.
Oh, yeah, I say that to my three games.
Three games? About sucking... see that, Marvin? Right there? That's our ass is what that is. He just crossed the line. What's that I smell? Oh, that's the ink on the cease and desist letter being printed as we speak.
Boo. Cocky.
Ah!
Wait, are you trying to suck me through the sheets like my last
uncle? No, 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 god damn it, Marvin! Well, there it is. He fucked us. He just fucked us right there. They have all the evidence they need in one big heaping pile of shit so they can sue us to death, Marvin! There you go.
Okay,
stop him.
Okay, I'll talk. Lewis. Hey, Lewis, buddy.
Yes?
Listen, you gotta stop with all these references. You're gonna get us in trouble, and you just gotta go.
Marvin, what happened to your doctor and astronaut uniform?
Oh, well, I took it off when I got the pizza because... you know, how am I going to eat with my astronaut costume? I mean, I haven't ate all day. I was too busy in space and my doctor's appointments because I'm an astronaut doctor.
Wait, no. I am a doctor and an astronaut. You don't do shit. You just sit on your ass all day on your couch with your shoes on like you're going somewhere.
Marvin, is it true? Are you a loser?
Yes.
Make literally any other noise, please.
I just know you're so cool with your three games.
Three games?
And your mansion, and you suck the jewelry and all the diamonds out of the furniture.
We're fucked.
And I just know that you probably think that I should be more successful because all the games have my name on it.
Stop saying games! You don't have games! You're Marvin!
Yeah, and so I just didn't want to be player two.
Fucking come on, man.
And I just... will you ever forgive me?
Marvin! You are my brother. Of course I forgive you.
You all want to just get together and play a game of Marvin Party?
Oh, fuck it, Marvin. That's the last straw. Been nice knowing you. Pack it up, everybody, because they're going to shut us down. So get ready for that. Hey, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Maybe we can hit 10 million before they finally shut us down for good. Fuck it. Fuck it, we're done.
Don't say that, Pumpkin Guy.
E. Cheese.
No, Jeffy, it's 7 o'clock. They close soon.
They close at 9. If we leave right now, I have 2 hours to chuck or cheese.
No, it's a 30-minute drive, so you'd only have an hour and a half to chuck or cheese.
Well, that's enough time for both of those activities.
No, I'm not taking you tonight, Jeffy.
Daddy, if you don't take me to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to pull out my pickle and play with it.
You better not, Jeffy. Oh, you don't... Stop squeaking that thing, Jeffy. Stop squeaking it. That's it. Give me that. Ha-ha. No more pickle for you. No more squeakage.
Well, fine. I'm going to play with my cock.
Oh, Jeffy. Oh, stop doing that.
Marvin, can we go dancing? I want you to take me dancing. You never take me dancing.
Because I don't know how to dance. Why would I want to go do something I don't know how to do?
But Marvin, please, can we go dancing? I really want to go dancing.
We can go tomorrow.
No, Marvin, you always say tomorrow. Then tomorrow is today, and we still never go dancing.
We can go Sunday.
Marvin, you only want to go Sunday because they close early.
Oh, my God, everyone, stop it. Shut up.
Marvin, please.
All right, listen. Jeffy, tomorrow I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese.
You promise?
Yes, and we can go dancing at Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Yeah, we can dance with Mr. Chuck E. and everything, and we can have fun because there's no guys or crowds or loud music or alcohol. We can just have fun dancing with Jeffy.
Thank you, Marvin. Thank you.
But the only way I'll take you guys to Chuck E. Cheese to dance and play games is if you stay quiet tonight and sit on the couch and watch TV in the quiet.
Okay.
Really? Oh, man. Now this is relaxing. Now this is fun.
Freeze! Give me all your valuables!
This is a robbery!
What?
We don't have any valuables! We're broke!
Well, give me your necklace!
No, no, please! My parents gave this to me!
I don't give shit!
Oh, no!
Give me your helmet!
My helmet?
Yes, your helmet. Helmet. Oh, yes. Let this go. Yeah, not... Let's go open their ears. Ears. Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Let's get out of here!
Okay!
Well, thank God they didn't kill us. We can still sit and watch TV.
Wait a minute! Look at the size of this TV! Let's take it. Grab over the side.
Hey! Get back here with my TV!
My necklace!
My helmet!
Oh, hell no! There's no way those guys ruined my perfect quiet night! I'm gonna kill them! Hey! Hey, you get back here! Hey! My TV! Oh, I'm gonna kill them. I'm gonna find those guys, and I'm gonna kill them.
Man, I can't believe TV fit in trunk.
Well, it is Hyundai Sonata. Very roomy trunk.
I think we've robbed enough people tonight to sell the valuables and afford our honeymoon.
Bahamas, here we come.
Let's go kick some ass.
Let me suck your toes for $5. Hey, man, you're getting in the way of the toe fungus.
You wouldn't happen to be able to tell me where these two Russian guys who robbed my house are, will you?
What are you asking?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they at?
I don't know, but that guy might.
Pull their boobies out!
Wait, is that Monopoly money?
No, that guy wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Okay, well, what about him?
Oh, that's the type of guy I'm looking for. So beat it.
Really? So soon? I usually can't do it 2 times in 1 day.
Hey, you.
What do you want?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they?
I know where they are, but why would I tell you?
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Now, where are they at?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Just give me a second.
Tell me.
I think you broke
me. Let me get you a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
No, I called a doctor.
Yeah, well, the strip club owner called the cops because he said somebody was beating people up and trying to suck toes.
I did beat someone up, but I wasn't trying to suck toes. That was some weird guy.
Uh-huh, and where is he?
He left.
Yeah, of course he did. So why'd you beat this guy up?
I asked him a question and he wouldn't answer me.
Really, Marvin? This is how you talk to people? You know, this is America. He doesn't have to talk to you if he doesn't want to.
He punched me in the throat.
You punched him in the throat? Why?
Well, because he wouldn't answer my question. There was these two Russian guys who robbed my house and he said he knew where they were and he wouldn't tell me, so I punched him.
Marvin, why didn't you just call the cops? I could have helped you.
Well, I wanted to do it on my own like a badass.
Oh, is that why you're wearing a leather jacket? I'm assuming these are your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be okay with a splattered.
You hit him with a bottle, Marvin?
I thought it was going to shatter over his head and be cool like in the movie.
Well, this isn't a movie, Marvin. You could have killed him. He could have a concussion. Sir, do you want to press charges?
Yeah.
He wants to press charges, Marvin. I have to arrest you.
Oh, no, come on. Listen, in all the cool movies, the people beat up random people to get the answers they want and find out who robbed them.
Well, did he rob you?
No.
Okay, well, then he doesn't owe you anything. If anything, you owe him an apology.
I'm sorry for punching you in the throat and hitting you in the head with a bottle.
Sir, do you still want to press charges?
Yeah.
He wants to press charges. I'm going to have to take you in, Marvin.
Oh, come on. This isn't very badass.
No, it's not.
All right, Marvin, you get your one phone call. Make it count.
Okay. Baby, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail.
No. You're not getting away with that lazy shit. You didn't even dial a number. Okay, now you get your one phone call. Try again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail. Please bail me out.
Marvin, where are you?
I just said I'm in jail.
Jail? Why are you in jail?
Well, you know those two guys that robbed us and stole your necklace and Jeffy's helmet? Well, I went and beat up some guy because he said he knew where they were.
Wait, did you get our stuff back?
No, but if you come bail me out, I can get your stuff back.
So you didn't get my necklace back?
Just come bail me out and I can get the stuff.
All right, time's up. Sorry.
No.
Marvin, we don't have that kind of money.
All right, let's go to jail, buddy.
Oh.
All right, there you go, Marvin. Think about what you did.
I was just trying to be a badass. I was just trying to get my stuff back.
Hey, cutie. Ah! Oh, don't be frightened. It's just me, Bubbles. Hey, you looking pretty tasty. I won't bite unless you want me to.
No, I don't want you to.
Oh, you sure? I'm a little hungry for some white meat chicken. You got some legs? Ooh, or maybe do I want a thigh? Now I want some penis!
Marvin, you just made bail.
Wait, I did?
I just want to get you out of here because I don't want to see you get your cheeks clapped.
Yeah, get me out of here, please.
No, what? What about white meat chicken? Bring it back! I'm hungry!
Thank God you got me out of there. I was so scared.
Yeah, you seem like you learned your lesson.
I did. I won't beat up anyone else.
Good, because the guy that you did beat up has a restraining order against you and you're not allowed within 100 yards of him.
But I need to speak to that guy. He knows where the robbers are. He knows where to find them.
Okay, well, I'll try to arrange a meeting from 100 yards away. Come on.
Okay.
All right, Marvin, you're not allowed within 100 yards of the guy, so he's all the way on the other side of this football field. But he is willing to answer your questions, so just go ahead and yell those at him.
How is he going to hear me?
I don't know. Just yell loud.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me. Do you know the two Russian guys that robbed me where they're at?
What did he say?
I don't know. I can't hear him. He's 100 yards away.
Can you speak louder?
But I
got none of that.
Okay, how about you just go ask him the questions I have because this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's way easier. I'll go talk to him. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, man. We can't hear you from all the way over there. It's like 100 yards. Actually, 120 with end zone. So can you repeat that for me?
I ain't telling you nothing. I'm not gonna waste me breath.
Oh, come on, man. We just want to know where the robbers are, please.
Well, that's too bad. I ain't telling ye shit, even though I know where they are.
Yeah? You want to tell me now?
Huh? The Bahamas?
The Bahamas? Where?
Sleepy hotel room 200.
Okay, see how easy that was? Maybe if you were easy to talk to, nobody would hit you in the throat. Man, Marvin, I see why you hit that guy. He is a pain in the ass, but I did get what you were looking for. They're in the Bahamas at the Sleepy Beach Hotel, room 200.
Okay, let's go. Well,
I thought we were going that way.
Okay. Look, the Just Married sticker that I saw on the back of the car.
Well, that means they are here. Second floor, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, road trip, look at this view. Bahamas so pretty. I'm so glad we were able to rob enough people to afford beach view.
Kiss me, you Russian pig.
All right, Marvin, here it is, room 200.
I'm gonna go in there, I'm gonna kick their ass.
Okay, but only if it's the people who really robbed you. If you beat up somebody else this time, I'm gonna have to arrest you again.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure it's them, but I'm gonna kick some ass. I don't see them.
What do you mean you don't see them?
They're not in the room.
But look, there's my son's helmet and my wife's necklace.
Okay, great. Grab it. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Wait, you said it was two gay Russian guys, right?
I mean, I think they were gay.
Hmm. Is that them?
Yeah, but that's them.
Okay.
I'm going to go kick some ass. Can you grab those two things?
But the stuff is right here. We could just leave.
I'm going to go kick some ass. It's payback time. Did I mean to interrupt? Yes, I did.
Rotor, who is this? Did you hire a stripper?
No, did you?
No.
You took some that didn't belong to you.
I mean, we took a lot of things that did not belong to us.
Yes, that's how we afford room.
Well, don't do it again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I'll just leave you with that.
Okay.
Psych!
Hey, you hit my husband, you piece of shit!
He hits gay people!
What? No, that's not what it is. I was...
Kick his ass! Oh,
what's going on? Help! Help! Bring a guy!
Help! Help! You pack!
Oh, this is a really nice bed. Oh, yeah, I need a vacation. How do the robbers even afford a place like this? Oh, robbing people, obviously. Ooh, I wonder what's on TV. Oh, Tom and Jerry? Oh, yeah. Come on, Tom. You're never going to catch that mouse, you silly cat. What was that? Oh, shit, Marvin! Hey, break it up.
Mr. Officer, this man is homophobic piece of shit.
He hit us for no reason.
No, I hit him because they're the guys who robbed me.
Marvin, what did I say about hitting people?
I wanted payback.
Are you the guys who robbed Marvin?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is the Bahamas, and it's out of my jurisdiction, so there's not a lot I can do here. But if we take the stuff, do you agree to never rob Marvin ever again?
Yes.
Okay, good. See, Marvin, that's how you use your words.
Yeah, we never hit you, even when we were robbing you. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. For hitting you guys.
Okay, good. Now you two can go back to making out.
I'm going to blow you so hard.
Seriously, you can't arrest them?
Marvin, let it go. You got your shit. Let's just go home.
Okay.
Ugh, and there are bare man ass cheeks out there. We should leave.
No, there's not.
Why did you look? Oh my god, you're so gay.
Oh no, you just said that they're... Never mind.
What, you wanted to see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, but there really are actually out there now. Why did you look again? You're so gay!
No, listen, okay, fine, I won't ever look again because I don't even want to look at that.
Well, actually, that guy's whole penis is out.
Yeah, sure.
No, you don't want to see that? You're more of an ass man?
What, no, I...
Oh my god, and you want dick, dude!
Okay, that's it, now you can grab my stuff, you grab it.
Okay. God, you're so gay.
All right, Jeffy, here's your helmet back. And Rose, here's your necklace back.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, my necklace!
Okay, Marvin, if you ever get robbed again, just call the police.
I will, I'm just glad everything's back to normal.
Plot hole goblin!
What are you doing here, plot hole goblin?
There was a part of the video that didn't make sense.
What didn't make sense?
Yeah, the video was good.
How did you drive from Florida to the Bahamas? The Bahamas is an island.
You see, we drove the car onto a boat.
Yeah, a ferry.
A ferry, yeah, and it took us to the Bahamas.
Yeah, you get, like, as a boat. Like, how do you think they get cars to the Bahamas?
Yeah, anyway? Yeah, there are cars on the Bahamas. How do you think they got there?
Yeah,
huh?
The ferries and ships.
That would take days!
Yeah, we didn't say how long it took.
Yeah, it was the multiple... I mean, let's...
Days?
Yeah, I mean, who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, right.
I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he used to hop off our dick. Like, I mean, we didn't even film in the Bahamas.
No, it's Pensacola Beach, obviously.
Jeffy, we're home from dinner. Oh, God, he's drunk.
Marvin, ever since Jeffy turned 21, he hasn't stopped drinking.
Jeffy, listen, I know you're drunk because, like, you're 21, you can drink now, but you're not supposed to be drinking. Jeffy.
My mommy and daddy are dead. All aboard the no parent train.
But Jeffy, no more blowing into the bottle.
Oh, I can do it without the bottle.
What? How's he doing?
I don't know, Marvin.
I can't even do it with my butthole.
How?
I don't know. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Dance battle!
Oh, shit.
You go first.
Get out of my house with that weak-ass shit.
You're at my house.
My turn.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh my god, damn! Oh, ouch! Ooh.
Oh, you just got served! By the 8th Judicial District of the State of Nevada.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Apparently you trashed a hotel room in Vegas.
Oh, for Jeffy's 21st birthday, we did.
Yeah, so you just got served twice.
Oh god, fuck.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
What? You gave Jeffy another beer?
No, I didn't give it to him.
Hey, I was drinking now.
No more drinking, Jeffy. I got served.
Oh, how good was his dancing?
Pretty fucking good.
Well, you'll get him next time, Marvin.
Not in these shoes. But listen, I got sued by Las Vegas.
What? Why?
Because we trashed the penthouse for Jeffy's 21st birthday.
You did what?
Happiest day of my life.
hookers.
What?
Okay, we didn't do anything with them. That was Chef Peepee. Listen. Main point is I'm getting sued and we don't have any money. Hopefully the judge goes easy on me.
Marvin, the judge isn't going to go easy on you with your face tattoo.
I forgot my stupid face tattoo and my nose piercing. I look like a thug. Anybody with a face tattoo has no future.
Yeah, Marvin, you look terrible.
Oh, the judge is going to think I'm some type of hoodlum with this face tattoo. I have to get this tattoo removed.
Please do. I don't like it, Marvin.
I don't like it either. I didn't get it on purpose. Let me call a doctor and see if they can do like a skin graft or remove this tattoo.
I'll run my tip.
Hey there, somebody call a bald doctor?
Oh, you're still bald?
Yeah, we're waiting for that to grow back in. You know, it's cold everywhere I go, and I'm not really ready to be a hat guy yet. And no, before you ask, the carpet does not match the drapes. I got a Speedo full of brittle. It's like I'm smuggling Bob Ross in my panties. Yes, I wear my wife's panties, okay? So what? I like it. They feel snug. The thong part's kind of weird, though. It's like I'm flossing my ass. And let's just say I have a lot of food in my teeth. In my ass. What I'm saying is I have a lot of dingleberries. You don't really realize how bad you are at wiping until you wear a thong. It really gets up into those places you can't reach. But hey, dirty ass big bush, am I right, Marvin? Up top! Hell yeah. Is that why you called me or what?
That's not why I called, no. So, I got served papers from Las Vegas. We're being sued by, I'm being sued for that penthouse that we wrecked.
Classic.
So I have to go in front of a judge, and I don't want this tattoo because it makes me look bad, so I was wondering if you could remove my tattoo.
Oh, I actually don't know how to do that.
What, you don't know how to remove a tattoo?
No, I mean, I know how to do all kinds of stuff, you know? I can do open heart surgery, I can build a house, I've been to the moon, but that's one of the few things I don't know how to do. I don't know how to remove a tattoo, or wipe my ass properly, or shave my pubes.
Oh, well, I mean, come on, you have to do a skin graft. You can put skin over my tattoo.
See, that's another thing. That's another thing I never figured out how to do. Because, like, what do I do with the part I'm taking the skin off of? Is it just, like, bare and bleeding? I don't get that either.
I thought they could take skin from your butt and put it on your face.
Now, why would you want to do that? You'd have shit and dingleberries on your face. Oh, you actually wiped your ass right. That's right. See, if it was off of my ass, I would have shit and dingleberries on my face. But you know how to wipe.
You keep going back to that.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about it a lot with this thong.
Okay, so who would you say should remove my tattoo?
Well, you should talk to the guy who gave you the tattoo in the first place.
Oh, Bob?
Yeah, Bob, he could do it. You know, not Bob Ross, though, because he's in my panties.
Okay, I'll try calling Bob then.
Yeah, you do that. I have to go clock into my prison job. Catch you guys later.
Marvin, he doesn't wipe his ass?
I don't know. But I'm gonna call Bob. Hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hold on.
Hello?
Marvin.
What, who's this?
It's Bob.
Bob, I was just about to call you. How are you doing?
I'm in jail, buddy.
Why are you in jail?
I pissed on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Why would you piss on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese?
I didn't know it was a Chuck E. Cheese. I thought it was a random building. So a bunch of kids from a birthday party come running out. They saw it. Kept pissing. Couldn't stop. Saw it stream.
Okay, well, buddy, I was going to call you because I want this tattoo on my face removed. I want to know if you could remove it.
Well, sure, buddy. If you bail me out, I can remove it.
Yeah, I'll come bail you out. Yeah, what's your bail? Probably, what, $20?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'm on my way, buddy. You just stay right there.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna go bail Bob out of jail so he can remove my tattoo. So you just watch Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, Bob, I'm here to bail you out.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here? I was just at your house.
Well, I'm here to bail Bob out.
Oh, you saw Bob get arrested? Yeah, pissing on a Chuck E. Cheese. Gets him every time. Can't say I blame him, though. Chuck E. Cheese does have the most pissable buildings. Every time I see a Chuck E. Cheese, I just want to piss right on it. Just feels right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have $20 for his bail.
$20? No, his bail's $40. A lot of kids saw him pissing.
$40?
Yeah, the problem is he didn't stop.
It was a solid stream.
He just keeps saying that.
Well, you don't want to interrupt a solid stream of piss.
Well, that's true, but when 24 kids are watching, I think you legally have to.
24 kids?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Well, all I have is 20.
Huh. Tell you what, we're friends and Bob is cool, so that's fine. All right, Bob, you made bail.
Sweet, because I got pissed.
Okay, well, there's a toilet right there, buddy.
No, I just hold it until I see a Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you can't do that anymore, Bob.
Hold it until I see a Dave & Buster's.
No.
Top Golf?
That's better. Come on.
So, Bob, you're going to remove my tattoo, right?
Yeah, I left the machine at my buddy's house. Let me just knock on the door and grab it real quick.
Okay.
Malkovich!
Whoa, you forget you owe me money?
Oh, shit. I owe this guy money, Marvin.
What, you owe him money?
You made it very easy to kill you. You came straight to my door. You know, I heard that the small intestine was 20 foot long. I'd like to find out for myself.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna leave.
No, and a friend of Bob's is a friend of mine. Plus, I would love to play with 40 foot of small intestine.
Okay, listen, I don't owe you money. Bob owes you money, so you guys should figure that out on your own.
No, you owe me money now, too.
Oh, how much did he owe you?
$50,000.
$50,000? Why would you borrow $50,000 from him?
I had a gambling problem.
Oh, okay, well, listen, I'm sure we could pay you the money back someday.
I want it tonight.
How are we supposed to get $50,000 in a night?
I don't know. Rob a bank or something. I don't care. I don't give shit.
But all the banks are closed. There's no way to rob them in the nighttime.
There's a 24-hour bank over that way.
Fuck, do you know how to rob a bank?
Fuck, we can try.
Okay, we're gonna go try. You already have a mask on, so I'll just put on a bandana or something.
All right, Bob, keep it cool.
Welcome to the 24-hour bank. How may I help you?
Yes, me and my friend here would like to make a withdrawal.
Okay, what's the account number?
AR-15.
Give me the money, bitch!
Oh my God, please don't hurt me!
Don't scream, we're only here for the money.
And the lollipops!
No, not the lollipops!
Here, fill the money up in the bag.
Okay.
Hey, you better not press the silent alarm, he will shoot.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, Bob's crazy. Oh, my glasses. Oh shit. Ma'am, can you hear my glasses? Oh, I put fingerprints on my glasses.
Oh, shit, Martin, we gotta go!
Don't say my name! Oh, shit. Oh, man, I can't believe we actually did it.
You got my money?
Yeah, that is right there.
Wow, I can't believe you actually did it. You know you're already on the news.
What, we're on the news?
Yeah, look behind me.
Breaking news, MK! A local bank has been robbed for $50,000, and the only evidence left behind was security footage of this man with a tattoo over his left eye and one fingerprint. If you've seen this person, please call Crime Stoppers.
They got my fingerprint, and they saw the tattoo on my face!
Duh, it looks like you're screwed anyway. I'll be taking my money.
Well, actually, the reason we came here in the first place is you have a tattoo removal machine, right?
No, I don't have a tattoo remover machine.
Well, you said it was here, Bob.
Yeah, it is here. This is the guy.
No, I sold it.
But why would you sell it?
He owed me $50,000.
Well, we stole $50,000, so you owe us some money back for that tattoo machine.
I don't give a shit, bitch. Go try to someone else.
Oh, wow, you are very rude. So is there any other way you can remove the tattoo?
No.
Well, I go to court in the morning. If the judge sees this tattoo and they saw it on the news, I'm going to get arrested for that. I guess I could just wear a hat or an eye patch or... God, I'm so screwed.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boer, and today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Marvin, who is being accused of trashing and vandalizing his penthouse suite in Las Vegas, Nevada, resulting in $20,000 of property damage. Mr. Marvin, I already find you guilty of not inviting me to your party. Sounds like a hell of a time. Mr. Marvin, there are no cowboy hats allowed in my courtroom. I know you're a party animal, but you must take it off.
Sorry, Your Honor.
There are no baseball hats allowed either. No hats of any kind.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. Sorry about that, Your Honor.
No sunglasses either.
Yeah, sorry, Your Honor. I have a headache. The light's really bright, but yeah, I'll take them off. Yeah. What was I thinking?
No eye patches.
Oh, come on. What if I was a pirate or missing an eye?
Are you a pirate or missing an eye? I remind you, you are under oath at all times in my courtroom, so lying would be very bad.
No, I'm not a pirate or missing an eye.
Then take it off.
Okay, I'm taking it off. I took it off, okay?
You must be fucking with me. No football helmets in my courtroom.
Okay, damn, I'll take it off. There's so many rules. All right, look, it's off. See, it's off now.
Mr. Marvin, please look at me. I demand eye contact in my courtroom at all times. My father didn't give me enough attention as a child, and when people don't look at me, it makes me sad.
Okay, look, damn. Look, here I am.
Mr. Marvin, why are you holding up your tie?
I wanted you to see it. It's a nice tie, right? It's all blue.
Yes, Mr. Marvin, it is a very nice tie. A little too nice. It'll distract me if you hold it up the whole time. Damn, it is so blue. See, you're already distracting me. Put it down.
Okay. Hey, look, we can talk.
What are you looking at? What's down there?
I'm checking if my shoes are untied.
You don't have shoelaces. Look at me, Father! I mean, Mr. Marvin, just please, look at me. I beg you.
Okay, but can I please use the bathroom real quick? My stomach hurts.
Yes, you can, Daddy, but please come back. I miss you. I mean, yes, just hurry up, Mr. Marvin.
Okay, thanks.
The last time he left, he said he was going out to get milk, and then he never came back.
All right, I'm back. Let's do this.
Father, you've returned! Mr. Marvin, why are you wearing toilet paper on your head?
Oh, I bumped my head on the toilet. and it was bleeding a lot, so I bandaged it up with toilet paper.
Oh, my word. Are you okay? Come over here and let me take a look. I minored in medicine in law school, so I can let you know if it's serious.
No. It's fine. It feels better now. It was just a little cut, but it stopped bleeding. I can feel it.
No, I insist, Dad. Let me take a look at it. Let me prove to you I can be the doctor you wanted me to be.
No, I swear it's fine. It's really fine.
Mr. Marvin, if you don't bring your ass over here, I'll hold you in contempt.
Okay, there's nothing to look at. This whole thing's dumb and stupid.
Let's see here. It is very bruised. My word, your bruise is exactly the same shape as Mike Tyson's face tattoo.
That's weird, because I hit it on the toilet bowl.
Wait a minute. Wasn't somebody with a Mike Tyson face tattoo wanted for robbing a bank?
I never heard of that. That must be a dream you
had. Bailiff, come here. Check his DNA and fingerprints to see if they match the ones left behind at the scene of the robbery. If they do match, I sentence you to 25 years in prison.
Oh, okay, but I'm not even here for all that. I'm here for the hotel vandalization.
You're right. Yes, let's wrap this up in one nice big bow, shall we? If your DNA and fingerprints do match the robbery, then I'll find you guilty of the vandalism as well. But if they don't, you're free to go. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, Marvin, here are your fingerprints, and here are the fingerprints from the bank robber. If these two match, you're going to jail. I just can't tell the difference between these, can you?
I mean, I think they're super different.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I just can't tell. I'm not good at this. It's like one of those spot the difference pictures. I just can't do it.
I mean, I just feel like this side's darker than that one.
I mean, if you say so, man, I'll have to take your word for it. I guess I could get, like, a pen and go through it like a maze, but that would take fucking forever.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a point because of just how different it would be so different.
Maybe it's like one of those pictures where you stare at it, you look at a wall, and you see Jesus. No, it's just squiggles.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they're just so different.
I'm going to have to take your word for it. I can't do these. That's another thing I'm not good at, you know? I'm not good at telling the difference between fingerprints. I'm not good at skin grafts. I'm not good at removing tattoos, wiping my ass, or shaving my pubes. That's five things I can't do.
Well, I mean, even if these fingerprints did perfectly match, I mean, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and it's been proven that two people have had the same fingerprints.
Really?
Yeah.
Then what the hell are we even doing here? These are clearly the same, but they could belong to anybody.
I mean, there's 8 billion people. I mean, you want to go check all 8 billion people?
Yeah, 10 fingers each? I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
fuck that.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Oh, wait. The bank robber did have a Mike Tyson tattoo, though.
Okay, but out of all 8 billion people, how many people know about Mike Tyson and The Hangover and wanted the same face tattoo?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, these could be Mike Tyson's fingerprints for all I know.
Exactly.
I've never seen his fingerprints.
Yeah, so have a nice day.
Yeah, you're free to go. Wait. By the way, Marvin, I wanted to tell you, I looked up a YouTube tutorial on how to do a skin graft, and I've been practicing on my own ass, so I have a bunch of spare skin if you want to try it.
There you go, Marvin. Can I do a skin graft or what? And you better appreciate it, because I literally gave you the skin off of my ass. That's how good of a friend I am. Hey, if you want some hair, I can give you my ball skin, too.
Being the devil is so boring.
Hey, boss, we got another murderer in today. Where do you want me to put him?
Just put him with the others.
Okay.
Ugh, this sucks. Nobody ever wants to talk to me or hang out. Ooh, what is this? Hello, this is hell.
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
No, this is hell. There is nothing cold here.
We better go catch it!
Catch what?
Your refrigerator.
I just told you I don't have one. Stupid. Yo, doing prank calls will get you a first-class ticket to hell.
Hey, can I speak to my mom?
No.
Hey, something came in the mail today.
Billy, I swear to God, if you say these nuts, I'm gonna be pissed.
No, it was a bunch of letters.
What, letters? Who could be writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, give me toys, get me gum. I want a basketball too. Please give me what I asked for. P.S. a Spider-Man. Thank you, Patrick. Why is this child writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, my Christmas list. My Little Pony Princess Playset Rainbow Dash. Okay, well, Rainbow Dash is not a princess. Dear Satan, I was a good boy this year. Bestest boy ever. I don't give a shit. Why are these children writing to me?
Well, maybe they meant to spell Santa, but they spelt Satan.
Oh, now I'm sad. I thought I had friends.
Well, I'm your friend.
Wait a minute. What if I deliver toys to these kids?
Well, that wouldn't be very evil of you.
Well, it is Christmas time, and even the devil has a soft side.
Well, I mean, if that's really what you want to do.
Yes, I'll do it. I'm going to become Satan Claus. Get my sleigh ready. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna poof. Let's see. Dear Satan, he wants Cheerios, pencils, pogo stick, new diaper, new helmet, fishy, and get rid of green beans. Love, Jeffy!
Did you say Jeffy?
No, go back to cleaning the bathrooms.
Okay.
Now that Jesus' birthday is over, we can focus on New Year's.
Hallelujah. What's your New Year's resolution, Hank?
To stop sleeping with all the babysitters.
Good boy.
What about yours, honey?
Give up smoking.
Wait, you're smoking again?
Ever since I caught you with the babysitter.
Oh, makes sense.
Mother, father, may I please listen to the radio?
Timmy, have you done your voice lessons?
I did.
Let me hear it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
What's your name?
His name is my name, too.
You hold that shit, Timmy. $800 a week, you better hold that shit.
Use your diaphragm, honey.
You're flat. Stop. Shut the fuck up, Timmy.
Play. I'm here to deliver presents.
Get the cross, honey! The power of Christ compels you! 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 What?
I'm not bad today. I just want to give you this train book.
Big old Satan!
What the fuck? Okay, fine. You don't get your book.
Honey, go get the bath.
I'm on it.
The bath? Why do you need... Ow! Okay, asshole. I'm leaving.
Get out of here.
Ugh.
So, how'd it go?
Shitty. I got hit with a baseball bat.
A baseball bat? But why?
They didn't like me because I was the devil. They didn't even care that I had presents.
See, this is why you just need to be evil.
It is much easier. Oh, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hey, is Mr. Wall there?
No.
What about Mrs. Wall?
No.
Is Wall Jr. there?
There are no walls here.
Then how does the roof stay up? Ha ha ha!
This is hell, there is no roof. Ugh, fuck that kid. But yes, I want to do something nice for the children, but not him.
So, why don't you just dress up like Santa and pretend to be him? That way, they can't tell that you're the devil.
Yes, that's a good idea. If I wear a disguise, maybe they won't hit me with bats. I will try this.
Now, Timmy, the only reason the devil showed up is because you're gay, and being gay is a sin. So Leviticus 18:22 says, stop it.
Play.
Who the hell are you?
I am Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? But Christmas already passed.
Yeah, well, I forgot some stuff, like this train book for your son.
Well, my son's on the naughty list for being gay, so we don't want that.
Well, I am Santa Claus, and I say he can have it.
Well, we're his parents, and we say he can't have it.
Look, just let your kid have his toys.
No, return the sender.
Let him play with toys.
No, you take that back, or else I'm going to hit you with the bat.
With the bat? Why would you get the...
Ow! Get out of my house!
I'm leaving, okay? Damn!
Ugh.
So, how does your Santa Claus disguise go?
I got hit with a bat again.
What? But why?
I don't know. I guess those people are just assholes.
So they'll be here one day.
Yeah, probably.
And I can give them aid.
Now, hold on, my phone is ringing. Hello?
Hey, is there someone named Hugh there?
Hugh who?
First name Hugh, last name Jack?
I guess I can check. Is there a huge ass here? Hello, huge ass? Billy, do you see a huge ass?
No, don't see a huge ass here.
No, there is no huge ass. Wait a minute! Fuck you! How does this kid have my number?
I don't know, but are you gonna keep using your Santa Claus disguise?
Yes, I guess so. Alright, I'll try a different house.
God, I hate taking down the Christmas tree. Every year, you gotta put up the tree, just take it down. Put it up and take it down.
Marvin, calm down. Don't have such a bad attitude. Hey, we can make it fun. Like, let's make a song about it. You know, here we go, we're taking down our pretty Christmas tree. And taking down our pretty Christmas tree. Love and joy come to you, and we'll take down your tree.
Okay, I'd rather do it quiet.
Gay, if you want this Christmas tree down, then that fucker's going down.
Timber!
Oh, lumberjack dick, cutting trees down and shit.
Jimmy, that was a big tree on the ground.
Babu, bap, bap, babu.
Jimmy, no, we need to drag this outside.
Okay, well then drag it out, John.
Well, you gotta help me grab it.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you grab that side of the tree and I'll grab this side.
I got something for you to grab. This old Jeffy hog. Old Vienna sausage dick. Old slimy and in a can and shit.
Jeffy, stop talking like that. Go grab a trash bag so we can put this tree away.
Okay.
What? Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
I came to give your son the fishy he wanted for Christmas.
Why do you look like you have a sunburn?
Yeah, you're all red.
Oh, I was delivering presents in Africa. It's very sunny there.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you deliver this on Christmas?
It fell out of my bag in Africa, so I came back to get it. But look, it's a robo fishy, and it swims in 5 different directions.
What are the five directions?
Up, down, left, right, and backwards, but not forwards. I don't know. I didn't make it. I mean, I did make it. My elves made it. Do you love me?
Yeah, we love Santa Claus. Yeah,
hey, Danny, I couldn't find a trash bag, but I found this bat.
Well, look, Santa Claus came to visit you.
You want round two, fucker?
Round two? What are you talking about? I'm trying to
find the bat again. Hey, wait a minute. That's the devil.
Ugh. Oh, what happened this time?
I got beat up with a bat again.
What? Again? No way.
I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. Oh, goddammit, it's that kid again. Listen here, motherfucker! There are no walls, no refrigerator, and no huge ass, so just leave me alone! Craig, why are you using that kind of language? Mother? I'm sorry, I've been getting a lot of prank calls lately. Well, why don't you call me on the Christmas? Well, I'm sorry, Mother, but I'm supposed to be evil. Not calling your mother on Christmas is evil. Why can't you be more like your brother? Mom, why are you Italian? What the fuck?
So, what are you gonna do now?
Well, now I'm gonna go back to being evil. I'm gonna go back to that house and beat up them with the baseball bat.
Yes. Well, elves, we had a successful Christmas.
Whoa!
But we didn't get as many letters as we normally get.
That is weird.
The phone's ringing.
We'll answer the damn thing.
Okay, don't get so angry. Hello? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is it?
Well, apparently kids have been spelling your name wrong on their Christmas letters, and they've been sending them to Satan.
Who?
The devil has been getting your Christmas letters.
Oh, no!
And also, he's been going around and giving presents out to the kids.
Fuck!
He's making you look bad, Santa.
I don't like it when I get made look bad, Pepper!
I like it when you get angry. Thank you.
All right, let's go stop this devil!
Go get him, Santa! Fuck him up!
Jeffy, stop hitting the tree with a bat.
Fuck it!
Play!
The devil?
Yup.
What are you doing here?
I came to get revenge for the hitting me with the bat.
Wait, we didn't hit you with a bat. Jeffy hit Santa with a bat?
That was me in disguise.
That was you as Santa?
Yes.
Well, that was a really good costume.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't even tell. You looked really good, yeah.
Oh, it was just a shitty beard and a hat. Well, give me this bat. I'm gonna bop you on the head now.
Ho, ho, hold on a minute. Not so fast.
Santa Claus?
Wait a minute. Is that the devil?
No, that is Santa Claus.
You motherfucker!
But wait a minute. You just said you were Santa Claus. Wait, are you Santa Claus?
No, I'm the devil.
Wait, then who's that?
That is Santa Claus.
Wait, where did your sunburn go?
Yeah, your face was all red.
I do wear red.
But his face was red.
Everybody just calm the fuck down. That is Santa Claus. I am the devil, okay? End of discussion. No more talking. Santa Claus, what do you want?
Well, I heard you were out delivering presents to the kids.
Yes, that's right. I was dressed up like you, trying to be good. But everybody just kept hitting me with baseball bats.
You'll never be good. You're the devil.
You are right. I will never be good. I am the embodiment of evil.
Well, I got an idea. Come with me. Let me show you something.
Okay.
Hi, Santa.
Did you get that devil fucker?
Hi there. Okay.
Craig, I want to show you something.
Oh, what is this?
This is my naughty or nice book.
Oh, you just wanted to show me I'm at the top of the naughty list?
Craig, look right here.
But that's my name on the nice list. But how?
Well, Craig, you see, you were out delivering presents trying to make kids happy when I couldn't do it.
So I'm not evil?
Well, you're not all evil.
Oh, so I'm a good person. Why am I so Italian? Thank you, Santa. Rise and shine, Karen. It's 6 a.m.
Boy, I'm going back to bed.
Oh, come on, Karen. It's such a nice day outside. Hey, you know what we should do? We should go to IHOP and get some pancakes.
Boy, I told you not to wake me before noon. I need my beauty sleep.
Well, you're not going to look any better after noon. But come on, we got nothing to do today. This is the first time, and as long as I can remember, I got nothing to do.
Boy, your phone's going off. Check your phone.
What? Oh, that's right. We sent Penelope to a murder island.
Oh, I completely forgot about that, boy. Boynie. Go get your daughter.
Ugh, but I want pancakes.
Boynie, you can get pancakes after you save Penelope.
Nuh-uh, because it's not going to be breakfast then. It's breakfast now.
Boynie, go get your daughter. Go save her before she dies.
Well, I'm going to die if I don't get any pancakes. And besides, I can't go to that island alone.
Well, why don't you call up some of your friends, Boynie?
Oh, so they can go to IHOP with me? Good thinking, Karen.
No, Boynie!
Hey, kids, wakey, wakey.
Oh, Dad, I don't want to go to school.
Wake up before I shoot you.
Okay.
That's all you had to say.
So do we get breakfast?
Who's ready for the first Squid Game?
I want a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, you mean like me and Cody?
No, like the actual cereal.
Nope. All right, grab a partner and follow me.
I call Cody.
Aww.
Sorry, Timmy. He called dibs on this sweet ass.
What the hell, dude? What about me?
You can be partners with Patrick.
Come on, Jabba, man.
What the fuck?
Hey, Junior, guess what? I'm going to be partners with bullies, so meh.
I know you ain't partners with your stupid ex. He wrote about how much you love him in his diary. You know what? I hope you both die.
Junior?
Hey, Jeffy, you want to be my partner?
I don't want to play these games.
Okay, you're my partner. Yay!
Hey, Timmy, you want to be partners?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm already partners with Jeffy.
Aw, man, I'm stuck with the baby.
Wait, I can see up your skirt.
Ugh.
Cody, I wonder what the first game is.
Well, it involves balloons.
All right, kids, today's game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Bike Game.
You know what I like about the title of the game is you also understand the rules.
The rules for today's game is you and your partner will have a balloon, and you have to toss it back and forth to each other without it hitting the ground. Now, if it hits the ground, then the person that lets it hit the ground or lets it pop gets shot in the face. So who wants to go first?
Oh, Cody, we should go first and get it over with.
Okay, yeah, let's go first.
We want to go first.
All right, grab your balloon and get ready to start. Ready, start.
What the fuck, Junior? You're trying to kill me?
Well, no, you're supposed to hit it back, Cody.
But that's not fair. You sabotaged me.
I didn't sabotage. You're supposed to hit in the air.
Okay, whose fault is that, mine or his?
Sorry, kids, rules are wrong.
Yeah, Cody, you were the one that was supposed to hit it.
What? Junior, you motherfucker.
I'm sorry, I did try.
Alright, who's next?
Alright, we wanna go next.
Alright, don't let the balloon touch the ground. Your 30 seconds starts now.
Alright, listen, Patrick, go slowly.
Okay.
What the hell, dude? Ooh. You almost hit the ground.
You look like a big Granny Smith apple.
You're not supposed to catch it.
I'm gonna bite it.
What are you doing? What the hell?
See you later, alligator.
Where am I going?
Well, better him than me, shit.
Alright, who's next?
Okay, we're going next.
Alright, don't hit it too hard.
That's all I do, babe.
Ha! Junior, you hear that? He called me babe.
Well, I hope he beats you like Chris Brown does to women.
Good one, man.
Alright, your 30 seconds starts now!
Wait a minute. They're catching the balloon and then tossing it.
Well, I never said you couldn't catch it.
What? No, you said you have to hit it back and forth. You can't, like, do that.
No, the game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Fight Game.
Okay, but that's bullshit. My friend died because we were hitting it, like, as hard as we could. Like, you didn't tell us you could catch it.
Well, you can't catch it. You just got to keep passing it back and forth.
Junior, this is so easy.
Yeah, man. I can't believe two people already died.
My friend died because you didn't explain that we could catch it. This is easy as shit.
Alright, I think that's enough. You guys win!
Yay!
Oh, that is bullshit. My friend died.
Alright, next! We want to go next, I think.
I don't want to play these games.
Alright, your timer starts now!
We're not horses. We're just squiddy squid game fuckaroos. I've already won these games before. I got $400 billion, but that doesn't make me happy. I want to die.
Alright, I think that's enough. You guys win! Alright, you guys are the last group. Are you ready to play?
Wait, we can catch it, right?
Yeah, as long as you throw the balloon back and forth and don't let it touch the ground.
You're gonna die, bitch.
What?
Your timer starts now.
He's a mean baby.
Go!
Okay.
Die!
What? No, wait, no, 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 no.
Alright, you win! Congrats!
Now change my shitty diaper.
Okay, let's go!
So, friends from high school, it's been a while. How you been, Chuck?
I am just wondering what comes on me bacon burger.
Bacon, I would assume.
Ooh, I love bacon.
You know, Chuck, ever since you lost your eye in that paintball accident, you've been acting real different.
Damn it, don't call me Chuck!
call me Pirate Chuck.
Okay, Pirate Chuck. What about you, Joe?
Oh, I've been great. Real great. Going through my third divorce, I probably should have signed a prenup by now.
Yeah, probably. How about you, Babyface Bob?
Everything here's so expensive.
No, it's okay, buddy. I gotcha.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
What's the matter, Babyface?
No girls want to date me because of my babyface.
Is that why you're wearing an army uniform, even though you never served in the military?
Yeah, I thought it would make me look older.
It doesn't work, does it?
No.
That's okay. Well, maybe we'll have a hot waitress. I can hook you up.
Hello, welcome to IHOP. Oh, dear God, you're here.
Oh, wow, you work everywhere, huh?
Yes, and you just have to eat everywhere.
I sure do. Hey, Babyface, I actually slept with her. I can get you in there.
Really?
Would your child like a booster seat?
Well, that's it. I'm going home. I'm taking off the uniform.
Don't take it off. Actually, ma'am, this is my friend, Babyface Bob. He's 45, and he's actually never served in the military, but don't worry. He's packing, and he looks good in camo.
Okay. Would you like anything to drink?
I'm sorry, Babyface. Well, actually, I'd like to get started with a big-ass stack of pancakes. I mean, I'm talking taller than me.
I asked you what you would like to drink.
Oh, well, I'll have a black coffee, because I like my coffee like I like my women. Black. Well, actually, just that one woman that one time in college. So, I like my coffee like I like that one black woman in one, that one time in college. Actually, forget the coffee. I'll have milk. Because I like my milk like I like my women. Now, white and whole fat. Well, that was actually my ex-wife. So, I actually want all almond milk because I like my almond milk like I like my women. Full of nuts. My nuts. I don't know why I would put my nuts in. But actually, you know what? I'll have water, because I like my women like I like my water. Wet.
Okay, what would you like, sir?
I would like a big old waffle.
What the fuck, Chuck? We're at the International House of Pancakes. It's IHOP, not IHOW. If you want waffles, just go to Waffle House.
I want a waffle.
Okay, you'll take a waffle, and what about for you, sir?
I'll have an omelet.
Oh, come on, it's not I-who. Why are we even at IHOP if we're not getting fucking pancakes?
I don't like pancakes.
Why did we even come to IHOP, then?
Because you said you wanted to come to IHOP.
That's right, I did.
Would your son like a kid's menu?
Wait, he's not my dad!
Well, no, it's okay. My very adult, very well-endowed friend...
Yeah, order for me.
Yeah, he would like some pancakes.
With smiley faces.
A very adult smiley face.
Yeah, can I get a dollar for the claw machine?
If you eat all your pancakes.
Yes, sir.
Would your pet like anything to eat?
Oh, you mean Chester?
I'm all good, man.
Nah, Chester's good with the Cheetos. I actually used to smoke pot with him back in high school at the bus stop. He was my dealer. Okay. Well, the reason I called you guys here is because I signed my daughter up for the Murder Squid game.
What?
Aren't they gonna kill her?
Oh, no, it's okay, because I put a tracker on her ankle, and I tracked her to the exact island where the games are being held. So I figure, after we eat our big-ass breakfast, and we go see the new Superman movie, I figure we can go to the island and save her.
Well, what do we got out of this?
Well, I mean, we're gonna have a big breakfast on me, and then we're gonna go to the Superman movie, but you're gonna have to pay for that.
What, really?
Oh, no, not you, Babyface. You get in for free. But after that, you know, I'm gonna have, like, $800 billion, so I'm just gonna give all you guys $1 million each.
Do you think that would make women want to sleep with me if I had $1 million?
No, but we can go to Vegas and I can take you to a brothel.
They didn't let me in last time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, hey, maybe I can get you a face transplant.
Okay, deal.
Alright, everyone, here's your food.
Ma'am, I didn't order the French toast, but I'll accept it as long as it's not on the bill.
Okay.
And my pancakes could have been much taller.
Well, we ran out of pancake batter, that's why you have the French toast.
So put the toast on the pancakes!
Dad, they forgot the nose on my smiley face.
Don't call me Dad. Ma'am, they forgot the nose on a smiley face.
Well, I didn't make it.
She didn't make it.
I can't eat it without the nose on the smiley face.
He can't eat it without the nose.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I'm freaking out, it's scary without the nose. Give me a nose, give me a nose, give me a nose, give me a nose, give me a nose.
Right there. Is that better, champ?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, there you go.
But I don't have as much milk as you guys. I want to be a big boy.
Now, do you want a tummy ache? You know you get colicky.
No, but can she heat it up so I don't get a tummy ache?
She's not going to sleep with you if you ask her to heat your milk up. Women don't like whiny men. Ma'am, I wanted water.
Well, you told me, like, 3 different drinks.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't even remember what woman's is supposed to be.
My bacon floppy.
And his bacon's floppy.
And mine's too crispy.
I didn't make it.
Mine's just right. Can you read me Goldilocks?
No, I'm not going to read you. How about you guys just swap bacons?
Nah, he already touched it. I don't want it.
Yeah, he got germs.
Hey, and you touched my omelet earlier. I don't want that either. Man, can you take the omelet back and make me another one?
No, because even if I did, he still won't tip me.
Well, I'm not eating it.
I mean, I probably won't tip you, you're right.
When are we going to see Superman?
Oh, it's at 10:15, but just let me take a few bites of my pancakes before we leave.
Wait. You ordered all those and you're only going to have one bite?
Well, it's not about the eating, it's about the spectacle of how tall they are.
Oh, I'll get your bill.
Well, can you cut up my pancakes into small bites? I don't want to choke.
Okay, buddy.
Well, cut them up in squares, not triangles.
Fine.
And where's the syrup?
Just a fucking syrup.
Well, don't drown him. I don't want him to drown.
Okay, I'll be gentle.
Can you chew it for me and spit it in my mouth?
No. Oh, I am so full. Where's that waitress with the bill? We're gonna miss Superman.
My tum-tum hurts, Daddy.
But don't call me Daddy, and you didn't even eat all your food.
Well, it's too soggy. You put too much syrup.
Can we stop by Starbucks on the way to the movie so I can get a cake pop? I didn't eat my omelet because it touched it.
No, we don't have time to stop at Starbucks.
I want a cake pop.
No, you don't get a cake pop. You didn't even eat all your food.
It's too soggy. It's your fault.
My bacon's still floppy.
Did you think that was gonna change?
Well, it's Superman 3D. I can't really wear glasses on that iPad.
I want to watch a 3D movie. I want to see it pop out the screen.
No, it's not 3D. People don't see 3D movies.
Yay, no 3D movie.
Where the fuck is that waitress?
Can I get you anything else?
The bill! I needed it for like 40 minutes.
Are you actually going to pay this time?
Yes.
25% tip.
It's going down, I'll tell you that.
Wait, you only took one bite of your pancakes?
Well, it's a stack of 10 pancakes, so if you think about it, I actually ate a whole pancake.
Oh, get your bill.
Can we stop by Starbucks?
You already fucking asked me and I said no.
Well, can we get gummy worms at the movies?
No, you didn't even eat your food.
Can you take me to the bathroom? I gotta go boop boop.
You gotta go boop boop? No one is gonna sleep with you if you say things like that.
I can't hold it much longer.
Okay, let's go. Hurry. I gotta save my daughter. Oh, man, I hope we didn't miss the previews. And I can't believe they gave us a military discount because they thought you were in the military.
Do you think they think I'm an adult now?
Well, when you started bitching for the gummy worms and rolling around on the ground crying, you kind of broke the illusion.
I can't get my nerds open!
Oh, hold on, let me try.
It's just a snook and Cheetos in their movie and not sharing.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
I love when he says that.
Can you guys please be quiet? I'm trying to watch a movie.
Shut up, bitch!
Yeah, shut up, bitch!
You wanna go?
Yeah, I wanna fucking go! Let's go!
Take this outside!
Some people just don't know how to act in a movie theater. I can't get these open.
Oh.
What the fuck? We already missed a bunch of the movie! Wait, who is Lois? Why is there a dog? I've never seen a Superman movie. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. We must have missed hours, because I don't know who this reporter guy is. What does this have to do with Superman? I mean, if he took his glasses off, he would kind of look like Superman, but Superman doesn't wear glasses, so that can't be him.
Shut the fuck up!
Why are you yelling? You are ruining this movie experience. You know what, guys? I say we just do this tomorrow. How about we just all go home, you know, we get a good night's sleep, we rest up, we come back here tomorrow, and we watch this movie for real.
Why don't we just go to a later show?
No, because I've already seen this scene, so it's going to be in my head. You know, I need like 24 hours to like refresh, to like wipe my memory of this scene.
Well, what about saving your daughter?
No. I am not in a headspace to save anybody right now. I got a belly full of buttermilk pancakes, you know. I don't know what's going on with this dog. I got to figure that out first. So I think we just all meet up back here tomorrow, okay?
Well, can we go see Elio?
We are not watching that shit.
Well, I mean, can you buy me a ticket? My mom can pick me up.
Okay, I will buy you a ticket. Just make sure she drops you off here tomorrow, okay?
Okay, at this time?
Yes, at this time. Well, a little bit earlier, because we were late. Scrap all the shit.
Oh, I love being home alone without Boynie. I get to watch my trash TV.
Yeah.
Boynie, what the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be on the island saving your daughter.
Karen, you're never going to believe this. We went to IHOP, and that was mediocre, and then we tried to go see Superman.
Oh, Boynie, you were supposed to wait for me.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss anything. I missed half the fucking movie. Did you know he has a dog now?
Boynie, no spoilers. La, 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 la. Go to the island, save your daughter.
I will go to the island tomorrow after I see Superman.
No, Boynie, you gotta go right now. How do you know she's still alive?
Well, I have the tracker, Karen. If she was dead, they would have incinerated her body and the tracker would be gone.
How do you know that, Boynie?
I've seen the show.
Boynie, go save Penelope.
I will, after I get up at 9 o'clock in the morning to go see Superman.
No, you're gonna go right when you wake up. No Superman, Boynie.
I'm gonna go see Superman.
Well, can I go with you?
I didn't tell the boys you were coming.
Boynie.
Tell you what, if you get up on time, you can come with me.
That's a deal, Boynie.
Okay, let's go to bed.
Congrats on winning the first game, kids! If the majority of you vote to end the game now, the payout split between each of you would be about $65 billion each!
Wait. If we decide to end the games now, we would each get $65 billion.
Yup!
Shit, that sounds like a good payday. I'm down for it.
Yeah, I want to quit, like, right now.
I want to quit.
$65 billion isn't enough! What am I, poor? I want to keep playing!
Where is it?
Yeah, I'm greedy. I want to play.
I want to keep playing in honor of Cody!
Okay, wait a minute, guys. Why do you guys want to keep playing? $65 billion? You'll never spend that in a lifetime.
Yeah, y'all can't pass that up. What's wrong with y'all?
Well, Penelope, listen. Just vote to end the games now and we can end it.
No, I want to keep playing.
What? Oh, my God, why?
Because my dad sent me here to win. And besides, I've already won these games, so because they're really easy.
Oh, my God.
All right, looks like we're playing more games! Get the rest, kids!
I am killing all of you in the next game.
We're not horses.
So, Jeffy, you ever gonna share your Squid Game money?
Nope.
But, Jeffy, we could use that money for groceries.
I want Uncrustables!
Okay.
The strawberry kind!
Okay, Jeffy.
And the grilled cheese.
But, Jeffy, those were discontinued in 2014.
Tell them to bring them back!
Okay!
Don't talk back to me, woman!
So, Jeffy, you know, we really could use the money for bills like electricity and my car payment.
But I have things that I want to buy. Like, I need to pay my asshole not to shit.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Well, it's been working. I'm constipated as fuck.
Jeffy, you have $400 billion. You'll never spend that money. Come on, just share it.
It's not your money, Daddy. I'm the one that won the Bing Bong games. Daddy, you think when Asian people watch the movie Inside Out and they get to the imaginary friend part, they're like, hey, he has my name.
Well, Jeffy, please just let us have some of the money. Come on.
No, Daddy. Daddy, you know what I'm gonna do with all my money? I think I'm gonna find the guy who started all these games.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. Because I'd much rather do that than support my family and live comfortably for generations.
Wait, Jeffy, how much money are you gonna spend on finding out who started the games?
All of it! I even hired a private investigator.
What, a private investigator?
Yep, because he's gonna help me find him.
Why do you want to find him so bad?
Because I don't like it.
What, you don't like what?
The game. I think it's bad.
And you want to spend all the money to stop the games instead of support your family.
Yep, all $400 billion of it going to find whoever created Squid Game.
That's bullshit, Jeffy. You know that's dumb.
Well, that's what I want to do with this, my money. Oh, there he is. That's a private investigator. Go get the door, poor.
I'm not going to answer the door. I have to do what you say. I'm still your dad.
Go get the door!
Yes, yes, sir.
Don't talk back to me.
Hello?
Hey there, somebody call a private investigator?
Yeah, my son wants to pay you $400 billion to find Squid Game.
I'm sorry, what?
He wants to pay you $400 billion to find Squid Game.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll do it, but I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. If you hand me a remote, I can find it in like 15 seconds.
No, 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 he wants you to find the real Squid Game where people die for money.
Oh, yeah, my brother was in that.
Oh, you died.
No, not me. No, that was my brother. He was Loses at Squid Game guy. Yeah, he made it to the final two, but I knew he wasn't going to win just, you know, based on his name. How's it fogging up?
Yeah.
It's kind of raining out here. Wait, didn't he kill you too?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it was a butter knife. It didn't really penetrate the skin, and so I slowed my breathing down using ninja focus and pretend to die.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, actually, my daughter won the school version.
No fucking...
I know, small world, right? It's crazy. My family actually has a long history of Squid Game stuff. You know, you probably should have called my brother Find the Squid Game Guy, because he actually already found it. So, I mean, he killed himself after that because he had no reason to live. But yeah, I mean, I can come look for it if you want.
Yeah, that's what he wants. That's what my son wants to pay you to do.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Jeffy, he's here.
Hey, I'm the private investigator.
Oh, good. I have this bump underneath my shaft, but above the balls, and it's quite bothersome.
Oh, well, I don't do that. I'm not a doctor.
But you're a private investigator, and I need you to investigate my privates.
Well, I like to solve mysteries.
Well, then solve this mysterious bump that's underneath my shaft.
I mean, listen, if you give me $400 billion, I'll do pretty much anything.
Would you suck a wiener?
Yeah, you'd have to pay me to stop.
Oh, well, Daddy, I don't know if I want to find the Squid Game anymore, because I got $400 billion and an unsucked wiener.
Jeffy, listen, just listen to the man. Can you tell him that spending his money is stupid? He should save it.
I mean, he's about to pay me $400 billion to find something or suck something, and that's a lot of money.
Jeffy, listen, you're getting distracted. You need to focus on the finding the Squid Game.
I'm not distracted. I'm laser focused on getting my wiener sucked.
But Jeffy, listen. Do whatever you want with your money.
I mean, honestly, I'd rather find the Squid Game than suck wiener.
Okay, well, in that case, take all this money, and then take this bag of money, and you go find the Squid Game guy, and call me if you need any more money.
Okay, yeah, sure, I can do that.
Yeah, and call me if you find him.
Yeah, I will do.
Jeffy, can you please just let me borrow $1 million?
Well, are you going to investigate my privates?
I'll take a look at it.
All right, come on.
Hey, Karen, check this out.
What's with the outfit?
You know what that is, Karen? That's Luke Skywalker's actual lightsaber from Episode 6.
That's nice, Boynie.
I bought it. $500,000.
What? Boynie, we don't have that
much. Check it out, Karen. That's a Rolex.
That sounds expensive, Boynie.
Bling. I paid $100,000 for this necklace. Those are real diamonds.
Boynie, we don't have that kind of money.
Yes, we do, Karen, because I recently came into a bunch of money. And don't touch it. It's still sticky.
Boynie, I have a question.
Yes, Karen?
Why do you have sunglasses on inside?
Because I'm hot shit, Karen. This is what rich people do. They wear sunglasses inside.
Well, Boynie, how did you get the money?
Well, you see, Karen, this idiot decided to give me a whole bunch of money to find some people who made a murder game, and he'll give me more anytime I ask for it.
Well, Boynie, isn't that guy who hired you gonna get mad when you're not finding the murderer?
No, I'll just tell him that I'm getting close, but I need more time and more money. Look, he's got $400 billion. He's gonna forget about this.
That makes sense, Boynie.
So what, do you want to go shopping or go on a cruise?
No, no more cruises, Boynie. I didn't like the
the poop one. It was stinky.
Okay, you want to go to Fiji?
Yes.
Okay, start packing your bags. Let's go to fucking Fiji.
Okay, Blaney.
I can't believe it was a raisin.
I can't believe you ate it.
Well, it was originally a grape when I put it under there.
You're disgusting, Jeffy.
But it was yummy.
No, Jeff, you're going to make me thump. Shut up.
I wonder if the guy found the owner of Squid Game yet.
If he did, he would have called you, Jeffy. I'm sure he would have.
Yeah, he needs to give him a stern talking to.
All right, Boynie, we're all packed for Fiji.
Did you pack my pirate outfit?
Yes, Boynie, it's right there.
Good, because you know I'm an ass pirate. I like looking for booty.
Yes, Boynie, I know.
Oh, and you got my surfboard? Oh, I'm so excited. I already got us non-refundable tickets.
That's so exciting, Boynie.
And I booked us one of those hotels under the water.
But Boynie, how will we breathe?
Rich people don't need to breathe, Karen.
Hey, Dad, where are you going?
Oh, we're going to Fiji.
What? Fiji? Oh, my God, I've always wanted to go to Fiji.
Oh, well, you're not coming. Here's $100. Order yourself some pizza for a week or a month. I don't care.
Dad, $100 isn't going to last me a month.
Okay, fine. Here's $200.
Dad, $200 isn't going to buy me a month's worth of pizza.
Fine, take the whole bag of money.
Oh, my God, Dad, thank you so much.
I'll just call the guy and ask for more cash. Hold on, I got to make a phone call.
Vroom, 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 pew,
quiet,
pew, pew,
Karen. I can't let the guy know I already spent the money.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Big J? It's the PI.
Did you find the guy yet?
No, but I am getting real close. And, hey, I got a hunch, and that hunch needs some money.
Well, how much more money do you need?
Oh, about $500,000 out of cover.
Oh, no, just use the money I already gave you.
No, because you said I could call for more money.
Yeah, I lied.
Okay, what?
Yeah, just use the money I already gave you.
No, but you don't understand. I already spent it all. I went all the way to Egypt, and I found a troll under a bridge, and he says if I give him $500,000, he'll tell me his secrets.
Well, send me a picture of the troll.
I can't do that, because he's a vampire troll, and he doesn't show up on cameras.
Oh, well, then let me talk to the troll.
Hey, Mr. Troll, please tell this man why you need money. Karen, you're the troll.
Roar, I'm a troll! Give me your secrets, roar!
No, I need the secrets from you, Mr. Troll.
Roar, I'll give you my secrets if you pay me money, roar!
Do you accept Venmo?
No, the troll only takes cash.
Pew, 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 pew!
And he has a lightsaber.
No book!
Yeah, he's so scary.
Oh, well, too bad. Find the guy with the money I already gave you.
But no, I need the money for the troll, remember?
Listen, if you don't find him with the money I already gave you, then I'm gonna hire the two best hitmen to come and kill you. Bye.
Okay, Karen, no more Fiji.
What? But Boynie, you got non-refundable tickets, remember?
Oh, no, I remember, believe me. But now I gotta sell this chain, and I gotta sell that lightsaber.
No, it's mine now.
Ooh, I can get money from Penelope. Penelope, I need that money I gave you back.
Dad, you're looking at it.
What?
I spent all the money on the balloons!
Oh, I remember these. One of these tried to kill me one time. Wait, but you spent all the money already? There's no way! You have to have some left!
Well, Dad, how do you think they got here so fast? I had to pay for expedited shipping right through my window!
And you only have $200 left?
Yeah, that's for my pizza.
Okay, well, I'm taking your pizza money.
But, Dad, how am I going to eat?
Eat your laboo-boos.
Mm-hmm. Boynie, did you get the money from Penelope?
No, she spent it all on laboo-boos.
Laboo-boos! Oh, my God, Boynie, I love laboo-boos! They're so cute!
No, Karen, you don't understand. I have to find a murder game using only $200 or two hitmen are gonna kill me.
Oh, Boynie, instead, can we spend that money on laboobies for me? Because I really want one.
No laboobies. Karen, I'm so stressed out right now. I gotta find a murder game, and I don't know how I'm gonna do that because it's not like they advertise.
Boynie, look them out!
Breaking news, MK. The people who make the Squid Game Death Game is creating a kids-only game where the winner gets $456 billion. So if you have a kid and you need money, enter them into the game.
Huh, they do advertise.
Boynie, they want children! That's horrible!
Oh my God, I have the best idea ever.
What, Boynie?
We should put Penelope in the games.
What, Boynie? You can't do that! She could die!
Nah, she's won once before. And look, I can put a tracker on her leg, so when she gets to the island, I can follow her, then I can tell Jeffy I found the game, so he gives me his $400 billion. And then if she wins, she's not 18. So I get to take her money, and then I'll have $800 billion.
Oh, Boynie! Boynie, I can watch her little boobies while she's away.
Yeah, sure. Penelope, get your ass down here!
What do you want, Dad?
Well, Penelope, I'm gonna be entering you in the Squid Games.
No, I don't want to do that again.
Oh, sure you do, champ. Come on. You like laboo-boos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, think about how many laboo-boos you could buy with $400 billion. You could buy out Mr. Laboo-boo.
Or Mrs. Laboo-boo.
Or whoever the fuck, you know? You could do whatever you wanted. You could make Penelope's. You like that, Penelope?
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, so I just need to put a tracker on you, and then I need to get in touch with the Squid Game folks. I mean, if I knew where they were, I wouldn't be in this mess to begin with. She wants to play! She wants to play the Squid Games! Squiddy, squid, 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 squid game!
She wants to, I gotta see a man about a squid game.
Squid game! Chili's baby back ribs.
Squid game sauce. Oh, that's them!
Yes? Hello, would your kid like to participate in the squid game?
Yes, her name is Penelope and she is over there.
You don't look poor.
Oh, this is my Halloween costume.
In July?
I am just practicing. We are actually in crippling debt. Let me go get her.
Okay.
Okay, Penelope, keep this tracker on your ankle at all times. If anybody asks, just tell them it's a diabetes device.
An AirTag?
Yes.
An AirTag is how you're going to save me?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to save you before the first game starts. Come on, let's go say hi.
Ugh.
Okay, Penelope, this is... I didn't catch your name.
Egg Roll Man.
No way.
Yep, come with me.
Okay, you kids have fun. Have a back by nine, right? You probably won't. Okay, now all you have to do is track the AirTag to wherever they end up. Right now they're in the car.
Boynie, wouldn't it just be easier to go follow them?
No, Karen, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm tired.
But Boynie, we were about to travel to Fiji. Why aren't you tired for that?
That's because I was going to sleep on the plane. They had lie-flat seats. I think right now we should just order some pizza and go to bed.
Oh, Boynie, can we eat the pizza in bed?
Yes, we can eat the pizza in bed, but don't get any grease on the sheets.
Don't worry, Boynie, I'm going to lick my fingers.
Ugh. Hey, Marvin.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Did you see me on the news?
What, no, I didn't have the news on.
Well, Squid Game is doing a whole new game just for kids, and I was coming to see if you were going to enter your son in it.
What, just for kids?
Yeah, I'm entering my baby, Benjamin Franklin Goodman. When?
What, you're entering your baby?
Yes, because it's a win-win for me. One, if he dies, I don't have to pay child support. Or two, if he wins, then I get $400 billion.
That's kind of messed up.
I don't give a shit. Come on, Benjamin, let's go.
Did I just hear what I think I heard with my hearing ears?
Yes, Jeffy. I mean, they're doing the Squid Games again, but it's just for kids, and you're not a kid.
I'm a kid. I just took a shitty shit fuck in my diaper.
Well, Jeffy, I don't... I mean, how are you going to get a hold of them? You hired a private investigator to get a hold of them. I don't think they're going to appear out of nowhere.
Squiddy Squid Game fuckaroo.
Oh, you're here to play the Squid Game? Come on!
Whoa, what is this place?
Hey, Junior, you're here too?
Yeah, Cody, my dad's making me play for the $400 billion.
Yeah, my parents are making me play too. They want the money.
Well, you are Jewish.
You nerds are gonna die, because that money's mine.
No, I need that money way more than you guys.
Joseph, you're here too?
Yeah, dude, I saw it was a contest going on. I need this money.
Hey, guys!
Wait, Jeffy, what are you doing here? You're over 18.
Yeah, well, I won last time, so they let me join again. And I need the money, and then once I get the money, I'm gonna find the guy who made Squid Games, and I'm gonna kill him.
When?
Is that a fucking baby?
Yep, and I'm gonna win that $400 billion.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hey, Timmy, you're here too?
This is so crazy!
Well, look, all our friends are here!
Hey, Junior.
Penelope, me and you are broken up, so I don't want to talk to you. I hate you.
That's fine, Junior, because I'm going to win the $400 billion anyway.
I'm going to win the $400 billion.
I'm winning, dude.
I'm here.
It's getting kind of crowded. Could you guys back up a little bit? I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah, everyone, move out of the way. Give us some space. Give us some space.
Hey, kids, who's ready for the Squid Games? Or should I say, Kid Games? Because it's the kid version. Yup.
You would seem a lot nicer if you didn't have a gun.
Oh, this thing? This is just so I could shoot you.
That's kind of what I was worried about.
So who's ready to play some goofy, silly games to win $400 billion?
Yeah.
All right, we'll start tomorrow. Go to sleep.
Wait, is that the first game?
I bet I can fall asleep faster than all you guys.
No!
Hunks you.
Steve, why'd you call me here today?
I'm not Steve.
Wait a minute. You're not Steve.
No, I'm not Steve. I'm a woman.
She's a woman. So, how you doing? My name's Ronald.
Yes, I know who you are, Mr. McDonald.
Good. So let me show you what I'm working with. Yeah, that's what I'm working with. No. That's what I'm working with.
That's very nice.
Thank you. You want to see it?
No, I'm okay. I would like to discuss why we're here today, so... Oh, Jesus Christ! Put that away!
That's real, by the way.
That's wonderful. I don't need to see it.
All right, I put it away.
Okay, thank you. Oh, my God! Put it away!
That one had my butthole in it.
Oh, my gosh. Can we please focus?
Yeah.
Okay, so why...
Where's Steve?
Steve is sick. He couldn't come.
No, I get that. Sometimes when I can't... You know what I'm saying? I like to use my imagination. So I close my eyes and pretend I'm in a Waffle House bathroom with the door unlocked. And I'm just going crazy on it. I'm going crazy! And the thing that gets me off is that someone could walk in any time. That is what really gets me going. Tell Steve to try that.
Okay, I will. Can we please focus?
Yes, please. I've been trying to do it the whole time. I got a date after this.
Sir, you're quarter pounders.
What are you doing after this?
Okay, no. No, I'm married.
Me too. Never stop me.
You're quarter pounders.
They're delicious.
They're making people sick.
Okay, if people eat too much of anything in one day, it's gonna make them sick. How many are they eating in a day? 2, 5, 17?
They just had one.
Nah, they didn't have just one. That doesn't make them sick. I have a quarter pounder every single day.
There are E. coli in your burgers.
What's E. coli?
It's a bacteria.
Okay, I got it. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. We take the quarter pounder. We take the E. coli out. We sell the quarter pounder.
We're trying to do that, but there are 70 people that are already sick and 10 who have died.
Okay, give them a refund.
What about the people that died?
Okay, give their families a refund.
I don't think that's enough.
I got it. Give them all a free large french fry. No, medium.
A free medium french fry isn't going to fix this.
Then they're greedy. And I'm sorry, how many people did you say died?
10.
10? And how many people live in the world? 8 billion? So you're telling me 10 out of 8 billion people die? That's like winning the lottery. You know what? Give them the large french fry. Give them 2.
You could lose millions. What is this? What are you doing right
now? I'm brushing off the millions. I make billions. You think I give a shit about millions of dollars?
You might not make billions if people are going somewhere else for burgers because yours are making them sick.
You know what? I know how to fix this. Hold on.
What are you doing? What is
record me.
What?
I said record me.
Doing what?
Just record. Hey there, America. It's your favorite sweetheart here, Ronald McDonald. And I bet you're wondering, Ronald, do your burgers have E. coli? No, they don't have E. coli. Look at this beautiful double quarter pounder with cheese and shit. Unbox that. Oh, yeah. Look at that cheese. Look at the cheese, cameraman. You see it? Look at the pickle. Oh, a little bit of onion action there. And don't forget the sesame seed bun. Cameraman, come smell this.
I don't want to smell it. Okay.
You know what that smells like? Good. And you know what Ronald does the good America? Oh, yeah. Don't stop reporting! Keep going! That's what Ronald does to good America. Eats it up.
Doctor, is he gonna be okay?
He has E. coli poisoning from eating contaminated meat.
Ronald, I told you those quarter pounders are dangerous. Is he gonna be okay, Doctor?
Well, his symptoms should go away in about 3 to 5 days. But if you'll excuse me, I have to give myself a prostate exam.
Ronald, are you okay?
I feel like I'm dying.
Well, Ronald, your problems have only gotten worse. There have been 20 more cases reported of E. coli since you've been in the hospital.
Okay, give him a refund.
Ronald, we discussed this. A refund isn't enough. Also, your stock prices have dropped 5%. Burger King is beating you now.
What did you just say?
Burger King is beating you now.
Oh, hell. Oh, hell no. I'm gonna fix that.
Breaking news, UK. E. coli has been found in McDonald's quarter pounders and is causing people to get sick. Please avoid eating quarter pounders until the outbreak is resolved.
Oh, my God, E. coli!
Jeffy!
Oh!
Don't eat that quarter pounder with cheese.
Why?
It might have E. coli.
What's E. coli?
It's a bacteria, Jeffy, and it can make you really, really sick.
Yeah, E. coli is usually found in poop.
Oh, well, I'm immune to that because sometimes I lick the toilet paper after I wipe.
Don't ever do that.
I know, that's why I said sometimes, because sometimes I forget to do it.
What? No, don't ever do it. Don't ever do that.
I know, because sometimes I forget to do it.
No. Well, you forget to do it. No, that means you're making it a priority to do it. Don't ever do it.
Okay.
God. There's someone at the door. Do not eat that, and don't lick toilet paper. We'll talk about that later.
Hello?
Oh, God!
What? Are you okay?
No, I'm not. It's me, Ronald McDowell.
I know who you are.
Good. Hey!
What?
Can I use your bathroom? Because there is shit and piss in this bag. Oh, God! Oh,
Hocus!
Oh, I don't want to hold it now!
Now!
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Ronald McDonald!
Really? Is he here to give us a refund on our burger?
Refund my ass! I don't get refunds!
Well, can we at least get a free medium french fry?
Maybe. Yeah.
Ronald, why are you so sick?
Because I ate a quarter pound of that Haiti coli, and now I'm shitting out my mouth and puking out my ass.
Oh yeah, we saw that on the news.
Well, the news is a bunch of liars. My food don't make nobody sick.
Oh, all over the carpet.
That's where I need your help.
What, my help with what?
Well, my sales are going down, and Burger King's are going up. And I need someone to get the media attention off of me and onto someone else, like Burger King. So what I need you to do is go to Burger King, buy a Whopper, eat the Whopper, get sick from it, which shouldn't be too hard. It's not even real food. It's disgusting. Go to the news, tell them you got sick from it, and then everyone's gonna come back to old Ronald.
Why don't you just eat the Whopper and get sick?
That would be a little obvious, don't you think?
Okay, but a regular Whopper's not gonna make me sick.
What a bet! It's rat food! I'll rub it on the ground and throw it in the toilet and shit, and then you can eat it. You're gonna eat that shit.
I don't wanna get sick.
I'll pay you $1 million!
$1 million?
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Baby, I think I have to do this. It's $1 million just to get sick for, like, what, a few days?
I don't know, Marvin.
Yeah. Go get a Whopper. We'll tamper with it. Go.
Okay, we'll get a Whopper.
Good boy.
Okay, guys. I got a Whopper with cheese.
Oh, buddy. Don't eat that. Just take a picture of it the way it is and send it to the news. I'll get my customers back, because that shit is disgusting.
Well, no, I got to eat it. I got to get sick.
Buddy, I can't let you eat that. It's not worth your life. You'll die if you eat that.
Well, no, I need the milk.
It looks so much better now. It actually looks edible. Bone apple titties. Now eat it.
I'm so sorry. I don't think I can eat it.
Marvin, please don't.
So you don't want $1 million?
I just don't think I can eat that for $1 million. You literally shaved your foot on it.
Okay, well, fine. I guess I'll just find someone else. Hey, kid! Wanna make $1 million?
Yeah.
Eat that shit.
Okay.
Well, no, Jeffy, do not eat it. He rubbed it on the toilet. It was so disgusting.
But, Daddy, it's $1 million!
Do whatever you want to do. It's gonna be okay, Jeffy.
I don't feel good.
Hey there, welcome to the hospital. How can I help you?
Yes, doctor, my son.
Wait, let me say it. Yes, doctor, my son took a bite from this Burger King burger that they sold just like this, and now he's dying. He's dying, doctor. Help him, please. Someone help my son that I love. Someone help. Call the news! Call the news and tell them that Burger King killed my son! Can't you, Burger King? Can't you?
Well, 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 Ronald. Tampering with my burgers?
Well, if it isn't the Bitch King.
You're just trying to get attention away from your E. coli, aren't you?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, you kind of nailed it right on the money. That's exactly what I'm
saying. Well, doing that to my burgers is not going to get rid of your E. coli problem.
Trust me, your burger looked a lot worse before I put my seed in it.
You banged my burger?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, so you did tamper with this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't go to the news about that, but I think they would be very interested to know that Ronald McDonald was banging hamburgers.
Listen, we can just forget this ever happened. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, you're still going to give Jeffy $1 million for taking a bite of that, right?
What the fuck?
What? Oh, wow, we just got scammed. We got duped. Where's the doctor that was here earlier?
Oh, yeah, he found a lump in his prostate, so he's pretty worried about that.
Well, where were you?
Oh, I was playing Tetris in the bathroom. Yeah, I had a good run going, so I didn't want to stop.
You're attached to Burger King.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I am. That's cool.
So,
guys. What do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, let's watch some cartoons.
Oh, yeah, let's watch SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
But the earlier seasons, those are the better ones.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah, okay, guys, we can watch that. Just don't tell my parents.
What? Why?
Well, I'm not allowed to watch SpongeBob because my parents say it's too inappropriate.
Too inappropriate? It's SpongeBob.
Dude, it's just a cartoon.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Yeah, see, they don't like any of that. They think it's real, and they don't like that he's down there doing all that. Oh, and they also don't like that he steals women's underwear in that one episode.
Oh, dude, it's my favorite episode.
It's a really good episode, and it turns out Mr. Krabs steals his own mom's underwear.
Nasty.
Yeah, and that's the first episode they saw, so they think that's all he does, is there's just a real sponge on the bottom of the ocean that steals women's underwear.
Oh. Well, that's kind of lame. He's a goofy goober.
Yeah, they don't like that either. They don't like that he got drunk on ice cream. And they're not even mad that he got drunk. It's just that they're mad that there's alcoholic ice cream on the bottom of the ocean. They don't like any of that.
Okay, well, we won't tell your parents that you're watching SpongeBob.
Okay, sure. Let's watch it. Check this out.
Daddy!
Oh, don't cry, bro. Daddy's gonna make it all right.
I just don't understand why nobody wants to do the whack with me.
I'll figure it out, SpongeBob! Get in here, me boy!
Yes, Mr. Krabs?
I need you to do me a favor.
What is it, Mr. Krabs?
You see, me beautiful daughter Pearl, well, she be lonely, and she's never been with a man, so I need you to,
make her a Krabby Patty?
No! I need you to toss me daughter salad!
But we don't serve salad at the Krusty Krab.
No, I need you to, butter her biscuit.
We don't serve biscuits either. Aye, 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 aye.
Ah! Mr. Krabs, can I have a job? Patrick, just who I was looking for. Of course he can have a job. I need you to, jump me dirty's bones.
You need me to beat up a skeleton?
No, I need you to give her your sea cucumber, me boy.
But I already ate half of it.
Ugh. Mr. Squidward! Get in here!
What, Mr. Krabs? I'm about to go on break. I need you to do something with that nose of yours.
Oh, I love SpongeBob.
He's hilarious.
See, this is what my parents were talking about. It's inappropriate.
There's nothing inappropriate about that, Cody. That's funny. That's just a cartoon.
Yeah, dude, that's humor. Laugh.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa, guys, look, shut up!
Try the new SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal at Wendy's.
Wow! Look at that goober box!
Only for a limited time only!
Dude, we have to get that! Oh my god, Cody, you see the Krabby Patty meal?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea.
It's an awesome idea! I want a SpongeBob goober box!
Dude, I want a goober box! I'm the ultimate goober!
No, I'm a goofy goober!
I'm a goofy goober!
I'm the goofiest goober!
I'm the super goober!
I'm the goofiest goober, goober, goofy!
No way, I'm the goofiest goober! I'm a goober, goober, goober!
Dude, I'm a goober!
Guys, you're both goofy goobers.
Thank you.
We try our best.
Alright, so let's get Chef Phoebe to take us to the Gooberville.
You mean Wendy's?
Yeah. Chef Phoebe, get in here!
What do you brats want?
We're not brats, Chef Phoebe, we're goobers.
Well, what do you goobers want?
Can you take us to Wendy's so we can get the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
No, I'm not taking you to Wendy's.
But Chef Phoebe, we want to know what the SpongeBob Krabby Patty tastes like.
Look, I'll go to Wendy's myself and get your stupid Krabby Patty meal. Look, I just like to drive alone in the car where I don't have to hear brats screaming in my ears.
Goobers.
Well, goobers, damn it!
Okay, so get 3 Krabby Patty meals from Wendy's.
Okay, fine. I'll get your stupid Krabby Patty meals.
Guys, what do you think the Krabby Patty's gonna taste like?
It's probably just gonna be like a normal Dave single.
Who the hell is Dave?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what they call their burger at Wendy's. It's just like a regular burger.
It's not gonna be a regular burger, Cody. It's gonna be a Krabby Patty. The whole life, everyone's whole life, they wanna know what a Krabby Patty tastes like. It's gonna taste like a Krabby Patty.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be pretty epic. Ooh, what if they have jelly on it like that one episode?
Oh, Cody, do you think they have jellyfish jelly on the Krabby Patty?
No, they didn't show that. It just looked like a normal burger.
Ooh, what about the pickles underneath?
Oh, I'm gonna take a bite of mine. I'm gonna hide the pickles under my tongue, and I'm gonna go steal no pickles. It's like bubble bath.
Well, this is... I'm really glad you guys are excited. I love that for you guys.
No, it's going to be so fun.
Oh, dude, in the
pineapple frosty.
Oh, yes. All right, Junior, here's your Krabby Patty meals.
Chef Ivy, what the fuck?
What did I do wrong?
Did you order the Krabby Patty meals?
Yes, it's right here. They're in the bags. What are you talking about?
Chef Ivy, this... These are just a regular Wendy's bag. Where's the SpongeBob with the goober box?
What the hell? No goober box. It's in the bag. Your Krabby Patty meals are in the bag. I got what you asked.
I think you ordered the wrong thing. I don't think you ordered the Krabby Patty meal.
No, I got exactly what you asked. I said to the lady at the window, get me the Krabby Patty meals. Three of them.
But there's no goober box. Where's the SpongeBob? Hey, there's no SpongeBob on the bag. How would anyone know this is the Krabby Patty meal? There's nothing that says SpongeBob. Cody, do you see anything that says SpongeBob?
No, it just looks like Wendy's.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. They didn't offer a goober box. I just got the meals that you asked, okay?
Okay, I'm the bitch at the drive-thru. Thank you for choosing Wendy's. Would you like to try a SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Yes, please. Can I have three of them?
Okay, and would you like the goober, super goober box?
What the hell? No, they didn't offer a goober box, Junior.
So you're telling me she handed you this brown fucking bag at the drive-thru, and you said, yep, that's acceptable to me. That is a Krabby Patty meal.
Yeah, that's what you will put a meal in, a damn brown bag, yes.
But it's not supposed to be in a brown bag. On the commercial, right, Cody, it showed a SpongeBob goober box.
Yeah, it looked kind of cool. Yeah.
There was supposed to be SpongeBob on the box, his SpongeBob's face, supposed to be SpongeBob fry holders. Supposed to be SpongeBob.
Well, look, nigga, I don't work at Wendy's. I got the meal. Look, just eat it, okay?
Yeah, why don't we just eat the goddamn burger?
Okay, please eat the damn burger.
Okay, I'll eat the Krabby Patty. This is not a Krabby Patty. Guys, what the fuck?
Dude, this is not made with love.
Yeah, like I said, this is just a regular old Dave single.
Good. What the fuck?
Whoa, Junior, calm down.
I'm not gonna calm down. What the fuck is this?
Dude, that's a fair crash shot, because what the hell is this?
You're telling me for years and years and years people want to know what a Krabby Patty tastes like, and finally SpongeBob gives the rights of the Krabby Patty to a fucking fast food restaurant, and they give it a bomb-ass, fuck-ass Wendy's, and this is what they do? Like, this is what they do? Like, Cody, be honest. Be real. If you were a regular person walking by and you saw this, do you think it's a SpongeBob meal? Does anything say SpongeBob?
No, actually. It just looks like Wendy's.
Does anything say Krabby Patty?
No. The only thing I would question is maybe the drink, but that's mostly because it looks gross. It looks like they mixed it wrong.
Wendy's didn't fucking try. Like, they seriously didn't try. Look, there's no SpongeBob wrapping paper on the burger. There's no SpongeBob fry holder. There's no SpongeBob box. In the commercial, they showed a SpongeBob box. I don't get no SpongeBob box. I don't get no goober box.
Bro, I do not feel like a damn goober. I do not pressed ass goober.
I do not feel like a goofy ass goober. They literally did not try. Like, how do you not try? Look at this. That's a square patty. In the SpongeBob show, it's a circle patty. But that's a square patty. Why, Cody?
Well, maybe they were thinking because SpongeBob's pants are square, the patty should be...
Fuck off, Cody!
I don't know.
Ass! That's ass! No! Not one episode of the fucking patty square, and if they are, then I'm sorry for not being fact-checked, but swear to God, they're usually circle. Why do they not go to McDonald's? Why does SpongeBob not go to McDonald's? There's no way fuck Wendy's has more money than McDonald's.
Man, McDonald's is superior! They're the PS5 of all fast foods!
PS5, I guess?
Yeah, PS5! Yeah. Top tier!
Okay, well then Wendy's is the Sega Genesis of fast food.
Yeah, Sega ass, nigga!
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if that's a bad concept. Back on track! Main point is, Wendy's did not give two fucks. Wendy said, we really need money. SpongeBob, please let us fucking advertise your Krabby Patty. And this is some bum ass shit right here. This is some bum shit. You know McDonald's? They did the adult Happy Meal and they had the box. And every, you know, Happy Meals? McDonald's Happy Meals? Every week they change out those fucking toys. Yeah. And you know what they could have done? If SpongeBob would have went to McDonald's, there would have been the actual like Krabby Patty like box. And there would have been a Krusty Krab box.
Oh, yeah.
And there would have been a SpongeBob toy and a Squidward toy and a Patrick toy and a Mr. Krabs toy. And there probably would have been a Plankton toy. And if you got the Plankton toy, your fucking Krabby Patty was missing. That'd be so cool. Everyone be like, oh man, I hope my Krabby Patty's missing. Oh, I hope it. I want the Plankton fucking toy.
I would have definitely got it.
It's so stupid. Like, and you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? There's no sesame seed bun. In the Krabby Patty formula, there's a sesame seed bun. But you know what does have a sesame seed bun? A Big Mac. A McDonald's. McDonald's has all the fucking ingredients. You give it to Wendy's? What the fuck? What the fuck is this? Like, literally, square. No fucking wrapping. No try. No effort. I'm suing. I'm gonna sue. I'm gonna hire a lawyer, and I'm gonna fucking sue Wendy's for false advertising. There's no fucking Krabby Patty meal. You can't just fucking make a regular goddamn Day's fucking single and put mayonnaise on it and say it's a fucking Krabby Patty. It's some bullshit, Cody. It's some fucking bullshit. Say it's not.
No, it is bullshit.
That's some bullshit. I want to be a goofy ass fucking goober.
Yeah, me too.
I was so happy for the goober meal. This is goober my ass.
Hey there, somebody call a lawyer?
I did.
Oh, you kids enjoying some Wendy's?
Enjoying is the opposite word I'm experiencing.
Oh, what's wrong? Did you find a finger in your food or something?
I actually would have rather found a finger in my food. That would have been fucking cool. I've been like, ooh, I got the zombie meal because it's close to Halloween, but no, that's not it.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I have a question for you. If you had to guess what we ordered from Wendy's, what would you guess?
Well, I'd say probably a number one. You know, just a Dave's single, pretty standard stuff.
What would you do if I told you that this was actually the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Is it good?
Well, I mean, you look at it. I mean, do you see anything SpongeBob? Do you see any Krabby Patties?
Well, now that you mention it, no. It doesn't say anything SpongeBob on it.
That's why I want to sue Wendy's for false advertising, because apparently this is the Krabby Patty Krusty Krab Goober meal, and there's literally no SpongeBob, no nothing, and that's false advertising. That's fucked up. That is fucked up they can do that.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go on TikTok and do some research, and I'll get back to you.
Oh, I hope we have a case.
Hey, kid, so I found these videos on TikTok of people who maybe got the experience you were looking for. See, this guy's got the box and, like, a cup there. Is that what you wanted?
What? He got the Goober box! How'd you get the Goober box?
I don't know, but it does seem like a few people got it. See, he's got the fry box.
What? Joseph, look at it! He's got the Goofy Goober box!
Dude, I want the Goofy Goober box!
Wait a minute. Oh, hell no. Chef Pee-Pee ordered the wrong fucking thing. I knew he didn't order the right thing.
He's a damn idiot.
Chef Pee-Pee, get your ass in here now!
Jesus, don't you ever call my name like that again or I'll beat your fuck ass.
Well, maybe I'm not a stupid-ass dumb chef like you, because you definitely did not order the Krabby Patty meal, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yes, the hell I did. What are you talking about?
Well, look at these TikToks. Look, these people got the Goober box. Look, these people got the SpongeBob box. That's SpongeBob's face on a box. Why are they having a Goober time? Why am I not a Goober?
I don't know. Look, I can't control what the lady hands me, okay?
Well, I just don't understand, because you swear on your life that you ordered 3 Krabby Patty meals.
Yes, I did. I ordered exactly what you told me to order, 3 Krabby Patty meals.
Then why the hell did they hand us these bum-ass brown bags, and these people have the Goober boxes, these people have the Krabby Patty meals?
I don't know, Junior. It's out of my hands.
Hey, I'd just like to point out that even if they gave you the right box, that's still the product you would have gotten, and that's not a Krabby Patty.
It's not a Krabby Patty, but, you know, I would have felt a little bit better if I opened up a SpongeBob box. I could have kept the box. I could have said, oh, this is so cool. Honestly, it probably would have tasted differently if it came in a SpongeBob box. So I still want to sue.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, I fucking hate Wendy's. I fucking hate them.
I fucking hate you.
So what is all this about?
Well, you see, I have a client in Florida that wants to sue you because he's disappointed with his Krabby Patty meal. See, he didn't get the special box or the packaging or any of that, and the burger just doesn't even look like a Krabby Patty.
I understand.
Hey, mind if I butt in?
Ronald, what are you doing here?
I came to watch the shit show. I mean, wow. Just wow. You really screwed the pooch on this one, Wendy. I mean, you had a layup with Michael freaking Jordan on your team, and you decided to shoot the half-court shot? Let me tell you how I would have
done. Oh, here we go.
Hush. Firstly, every single meal would come with a Krusty Krab-shaped box.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Don't encourage him.
Hush. You open that shit up, and you pull out a Krabby Patty. I'm talking a double quarter patty with cheese meal. Sesame seed bun is shit. Every meal would come with their own kelp fries. Just normal fries. Who gives a shit? And every meal would come with the diet Dr. Kelp. Dr. Pepper. And we would forget it every single time. For the joke.
Listen.
You don't know what that is.
Frosties are delicious.
Yeah, they're delicious and you like the taste of piss.
Oh.
You tell me, what episode of SpongeBob did he ever sell a pineapple Frosty?
There isn't one.
There isn't one. And let's talk about the toys. Every McDonald's meal will come with a toy. Do you know what that is?
No.
No, she doesn't. Unless you're talking about the toys in a bedside dresser. I'm talking Mr. SpongeBob SquareBox. I'm talking Squiddy. Mr. Crab. Plankton. All those toys. And if you get the Plankton meal, you don't get a burger because he stole it. And they wouldn't care. They'd be happy because they got the toy. And then they'd have to go back to McDonald's and buy another meal.
Do you see how ridiculous this is? He doesn't even know the names of the characters.
Yeah, I don't know the names of the characters. Anyway, you go talk to Nickelodeon. And you tell them when they want it done right, Daddy's right here, baby.
Please, whatever you do, go to Burger King first.
Burger King, my ass! That's all. That's all.
Listen, tell your client we're going to get these boxes and bags and everything out to our clients and our restaurants as soon as possible. So just please, don't do anything with him. Please, he's an asshole. I can't stand him.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Hey, so Wendy says give them a few weeks and they might have some Goober boxes.
That's going to be so stupid. Everyone else has already been a Goofy Goober and we didn't get any of the Goofy Goober boxes. guys, post a comment if you got the SpongeBob box, because we tried every fucking location near us, and like even an hour away, and no one had the SpongeBob box. No one. Just fucking stupid dumb. Man, Joseph, I'm hungry.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pepe gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pepe, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Wait, Chef Pepe, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had a shiz.
It smells like ass, Chef Pepe.
Hey, watch your mouth. I slaved in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes! My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip. Something a little more hop. That's right, we're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. Well,